The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Here we go!
Who's with me? Let's go!
I think it's time for a radio show.
I don't want to hear your complaints about being tired.
Alexa, play Dream Girl by Dave Matthews Band.
Dream Girl by R. Kelly.
No, what? No.
Whoa, I gotta let this one go.
No, you do not.
Yeah.
No, you turned that off.
Yeah, this is Steve O. Jeter's fault.
Yeah. Don't lie!
Sorry, guys. Gotta play it. R. Kelly, here we go. What are you thinking?
That's why robots will never take over. I said clearly.
Whoa, hey.
Dave Matthews Band.
Whoa.
Alexa.
Wow.
Stop. Alexa!
Wow!
Alexa!
Please.
She doesn't want to listen!
Wow!
Stop screaming!
Look at it! Whoa!
Alexa! She's not listening to me!
She loves
she's
R. Kelly.
Like, I love
she
R. Kelly.
She loves R. Kelly.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Wow, if this turns into a showdown, you guys could settle it with a talking like this contest.
Take it somewhere else.
Let's do this. Showtime.
All right, you guys. So I don't normally do this as much as I want to, but today it's kind of needed. I need to rant just a little bit. So, as most of you know, I work at Starbucks, and the new Unicorn Frappuccino came out today. So, because it's been so popular online, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need to try it when it comes out. Well, today it came out, and I have to tell you, please don't get it! I've never made so many Frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life.
This show is dedicated to the baristas.
I believe Sunday it's over. Everything.
Sunday, I think it's done.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Hang in there, guys. They say, Steve-O, that the new Unicorn Frappuccino is made from the tears of a barista. Yeah, the internet broke a couple days ago. And now, all the baristas. I remember we were talking about this when it first came out, and you were talking about how you used to be a barista.
Yeah.
And you said the number one thing that drove you crazy is when people would come in and order a Frappuccino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the baristas have spoken.
Good.
They're all ready to quit. They're all ready to have breakdowns. Like
I mean,
that guy right there.
That feels a little much.
Don't get the Unicorn Frappuccino.
Yeah, poor guy. He snapped.
Please don't get it.
It's a terrible thing. I looked up some photos this morning because Reddit, they had all the baristas going crazy on there. They were posting their pictures of all the insaneness that was going on. There was somebody ordered 52 Unicorn Frappuccinos, and they took a photo, and they were all some bus pulls up with all these kids, and there was 52. We would like 52 Unicorn Frappuccinos, please.
No way.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I would.
Would you just walk out at that point?
But I mean, at the same time, that's your gig, man.
That's your job. Yeah, yeah. But when
you got a job to do, 23-year-old in college.
Yeah. One customer summed it up with 5 words. When a barista explained to one customer what the Unicorn Frappuccino is, the customer said, "So you're Dairy Queen now." And that's all that needs to be said.
Dang.
Yeah, when I found out yesterday that I could order it without coffee, I might just get one today.
No, dude. Gosh, my immune system broke down just thinking about the amount of sugar in it.
Yeah, I have all of that this morning, but when Amy and Beck come in, we'll break it down. Somebody hit us up on Facebook and tagged us. I think it was RG. RG did.
Mm-hmm.
She tagged a photo, And it was, it shows you all the different things you have to do to burn the frap. For example, 1 hour, 45 minutes of walking to burn the frap. And they say for women, you have to add an extra half hour to that. Or no, half an hour. You have to play an hour of tennis to burn the frap. It's crazy, the amount of sugar that's in these things. You have to, it's comparable to, there's less sugar in 10 donuts. 10 donuts from Krispy Kreme. That's crazy.
That's like, how people hear this and realize how bad that is.
That's so bad.
We got to talk about this with Beck and Amy today.
Yeah. It's bad news, guys. Bad news. So we'll talk more about that coming up later in the show. How are you, Steve-O?
I'm good.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
I feel like death warmed over. Not even warm, actually, because I've got the shivers.
Let me feel your head.
I think, what is that?
You're is a little
that
a warm.
Ring?
You're a little
is
warm.
Freezing.
Is it cold?
Like numbingly cold.
Oh. Ah. Steve-O doesn't feel good today.
For real?
No,
yeah, I woke up not feeling well. Didn't get much sleep last night. I think it's allergies.
Probably.
Wind was blowing crazy yesterday. I was at a baseball game.
Oh, yeah.
It was outside.
Yeah.
Lots of dirt.
It is crazy, man.
Good news is we don't have another baseball game until tonight.
And then another one tomorrow.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Ah, the dirt, man. I woke up and was like, I've been called in like ever. I think
for
I
real.
Need to stay in bed.
For real.
Like
right?
I really almost did.
But then what would I do?
Exactly.
I would be here all along.
And it's Friday.
Good for you. Thanks, man.
Of course. I'm here. It's going to be a great show.
I probably would have just put best of in and went to Starbucks. Let's get real, guys. Let's just get real.
Oh, man. I just heard a rumor that Albuquerque is out of the unicorn frap.
Yeah, that's another thing. A lot of people are upset because they're out of everything.
Yeah.
I can't believe a stupid drink has caused such havoc on the world.
Just chaos.
I mean, you just throw the name unicorn on anything. Yesterday, I went to the mall with my daughter and the rest of the fam. My daughter wanted to get a present for one of her friends for a birthday party. And I'm like, the mall? But you know what? She's a teenager. That's what
right.
they do. They like to go to the mall. We're sitting there at one of the stores. There's a whole table full of unicorn stuff. Unicorn snot. Unicorn glitter. Unicorn pillows. In fact, she bought her friend a unicorn pillow. What is happening?
I don't get it.
Unicorn mugs.
The unicraze.
Easy. Easy. We got a big show today. Oh, buddy. You all right? Oof. You sound awful.
I feel awful.
It's like my heart is trying to hug my brain.
Okay. Oof.
Coming up, we'll talk a little Earth Day. That's tomorrow. People celebrate all over the world. What are you doing for Earth Day tomorrow?
I was going to go to a baseball game.
You going to bail on that?
No. No, I'm in, man.
I don't think that's good for the Earth, man.
Yeah, I might... I can't remember ever missing a game for Luke, but I'm, maybe I'll sleep tonight.
Maybe.
I got the shivers, man.
Oof.
I got the shivers.
Do you get shivers when you have allergies?
Yeah, my body's like, you know, when you're just, I think it hurts from the gym mixed with dirt.
I think you're sick.
Nah, man, I'm good.
That doesn't sound like allergies. It
yeah.
sounds like you're sick. I think what happened is you went to the gym yesterday and that just catapulted that whatever virus was inside your body.
Yeah. Yesterday was a crazy day at the gym.
It brought it out. It brought the virus forward. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate you getting me sick.
Oh, no probs. You should thank Leslie, who's been sick for days.
She has been.
And you probably brought it in on your body and just gave it to me.
No way.
But you're just a carrier.
No way.
Because really, you're the one that got her sick, too.
It's funny, though, how I don't get sick. Yeah. I'm the guy that... I wash my hands when I go to the bathroom, but I'm definitely not the type of guy that's paranoid when it comes to germs.
Mm-hmm.
And I never get sick. But it's people like you that always get sick.
I don't always get sick.
You know what? You don't. You know, you've been really, really good ever since I started here about a year and a half ago. This is the first time I think I've seen you sick.
Yeah.
I think it is. It'll be all right, buddy. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
We didn't get to play these yesterday. I'm excited to play it. This dad who went nuts in the delivery room when he finds out he has a son after five girls.
Oh, that's right.
Gotta play that.
Yeah.
We gotta do it. We got a letter on the way titled Facebook Babysitters. Can you hire a babysitter on Facebook now? Huh? What's up with that, Zuckerberg? That's probably has nothing to do with that. Well, we'll read that coming up. Sam Swan will be joining us. Pastor Sam Swan, the biggest Cubbies fan in the world, will be joining us a little after 8 o'clock. And the top reasons people hate life in the morning. We'll discuss that. But first, I'd like to kick off the show with, you know, a positive story. Something to get you guys motivated. Something to, you know, just keep you guys moving forward. Steve-O's not doing well, and I know some of you aren't doing very well either. Let me tell you, Steve-O, about this girl in Missouri. She's 45. Her name is Janae. And she recently met a guy on the dating site plentyoffish.com. They had their first date at a cheesecake factory in Kansas City about 2 weeks ago. We don't know his name, but they think he's probably in his 50s. She liked that he's a veteran who volunteers a lot, and she's a former respiratory therapist who still works in medicine. Well, that ended up being a perfect fit for him because during their date, he had a medical emergency. They talked for about 45 minutes after dinner, then he started coughing, stood up, and face planted on the floor. Blood started coming out of his mouth. Apparently, he had just drank the Unicorn Frappuccino.
Okay.
I made that up. I'm sorry.
Please don't get it.
Just trying to help the baristas out there. No, that had nothing to do with that. But he fell over. Blood started coming out of his mouth. Well, her, you know, being a former respiratory therapist, sprung into action. She knew he wasn't choking because, well, they weren't eating at that point. So she checked his pulse, couldn't find one, and started doing CPR while a waitress had someone call 911. She kept doing chest compressions for about 8 minutes until paramedics got there. By that point, he had a weak pulse. But because of Janae, he's alive.
Wow.
She followed the ambulance to the hospital and went back to see him a few days later. His doctors still aren't sure what happened, but he should be okay. And yes, there will be a second date. That's cool. First date? That would be embarrassing. Can you imagine if that happened on your first date?
I mean...
Faceplant. Boom!
Yeah.
Death! And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, my date just brought me back to life.
Yeah, you owe her your life now.
Pretty much. You've got to marry that girl.
Yeah, you're dedicated to them forever.
I think that's when you have to marry that person. You have to. I mean, you can't get out of it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she'd hold that over you forever.
Exactly.
Like, you guys would get in a fight, and she'd be like, I brought you back into this world!
Why did I bring you
back? And I will retake you out!
That's true.
Okay, honey.
That is true.
I've seen it.
I've seen it happen. Happens all the time. Oh my gosh. Shout out to everyone in the dating world. I feel so bad for you. Well, that was not a fun time.
Dating?
Yeah. I don't even know what it's like now because, I mean, things have changed so much since we've been out there.
Yeah.
But with, you know, all the websites and Facebook,
It's a different world from when we dated. We're old. We what? Are so old.
No, we're not. You make us seem old.
Because we are.
No, we are not.
I had to take this week off of CrossFit because my knees and my ankles were killing me.
My mom's in her 60s, yo, and she's still rocking that dating game.
Oof.
Know what I'm saying?
How does she do it?
I don't know. She's a beautiful woman.
Does she... You probably don't know any of this. Does she use any of technology to go out on dates? I mean, is she a part of like a dating website?
You are asking the wrong.
I know.
Dude.
Right before I was going to ask you the question, I was thinking he's not going to know. Of course, he's not going to know.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. I wouldn't want to know either.
Nah, man, she's so personable. She gets dates wherever she goes.
She does tell you things that you do not want to know. So
this is very true. I mean, our family is very honest.
Yeah.
Oh,
just call
man.
You up and just tell you. I was on a date the other day, Steve-O. I met him on Facebook.
It's usually at church. I met a wonderful man at church. We're just friends. We do Bible studies.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the book of Isaiah. Okay.
I think it would be so awful. Like, if you found out your mom was getting scammed, like catfished by somebody, because it happens to people all the time.
It's happened to her before.
She got catfished?
She got scammed. I wouldn't say catfished. She got conned out of some cash.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, dude, trust me.
That's awful.
Yeah. I'm like, I have Jesus, so I can't go take people out. But
yeah.
Oh, trust me.
Man. All right. What else? Anything else happening this morning? I don't know. That's about it. It's going to be a good Friday, guys. I mean, that was last week, but it's going to be a beautiful Friday.
Man, multiple people on the live line. Call her. We're not calling my mom about this.
We have to.
No, we do not.
In fact, I have her on the phone right now.
No,
good morning.
No.
Oh. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show, 585-5483. You can also call us. Phone lines are always open, 338-3700. When we come back, we'll check the roads. We'll do some headlines. Good morning, Starling.
Authorities in Paris now say it appears a gunman who killed one police officer and severely wounded two others before being shot and killed was alone when he opened fire.
Federal judge in Orlando set a trial date of March 1st for Noor Salman, who was accused of helping her husband Omar Mateen and obstructing justice. Mateen shot and killed 49 people at Pulse, and prosecutors have said his wife knew more about his plans than she let on. The judge will send jury summonses in September to as many as 1,000 potential jurors who would hear the evidence in a trial that could last about a month.
Police in Seattle say two officers have been shot responding to a robbery.
Tiger Woods just confirming more back surgery. 2 days after he said his back was progressing, Woods might now go another full year without playing a major. His most recent competition was in early February, where he shot 77.
Strong new warnings about the dangers of products containing powerful painkillers, such as codeine for children.
If New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio gets his way, maintaining a smoking habit in his city will be the costliest in the country. $13 a pack. New York, a pack-a-day smoker would shell out some $4,700 a year.
$13
that
a pack?
Insane.
That would eliminate smoking right there. If it went up to $13 a pack.
13, guys. $13 a pack.
Wow.
How does it make you feel, man?
Wow. Makes me feel great because I don't smoke. Never have. These lungs are so... 6:32.
Hi, today. Have we even done that today?
Not many times. No, we didn't.
Man. Yeah, what is the high today? I was looking at it. It's a chilly day.
It is?
Well, by chilly, I mean 72 degrees.
All right. I'm down with that.
Are you?
Yeah. Traffic.
Well, taking a look at the roads, thankfully no accidents to report this early in the a.m. It's actually looking really good on the roads today, but again, it is really early on this Friday, so don't worry, give it a little bit of time and everything will be totally hosed soon and very soon. Soon and very soon, we're gonna mend.
you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
585 Live. Good morning. You can text into the show.
Yeah.
Amy and Beck from Bear Canyon CrossFit will be joining us at 7.
Yeah, they will.
If you guys have any questions on fitness, working out, health things, you know, that's what we talk about. We throw down because Steve-O, we're on this journey.
This health journey?
Yes. To become the fittest Americans in the world.
Wow.
No pressure, man.
I'm down with that. Fit America.
Mm-hmm.
America.
Sam Swan will be joining us at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll do a letter titled Facebook Babysitters.
Oh, no. Wait. What?
Facebook Babysitters.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
Yeah, man. Also, the top 10 reasons people hate life in the morning.
I don't understand that. I love getting up early.
I do, too. I actually do.
Even on days I'm off, okay. It's like, get me up early.
Yeah. The rest of my family, oh, my gosh. They hate life.
Yeah.
They hate me because I'm so happy in the morning. We'll find out. Why? Why do you hate life in the morning? Why is it so hard to get up? Why is it so hard to be nice in the morning? I don't understand.
I think it depends on the person and who you're with.
That's true.
I mean, let's be honest. Starting with some local news. The Albuquerque Isotopes have been teasing something for a while now called Bringing the Heat ABQ.
Baseball!
Well, they announced yesterday they're changing the name of their team for one day.
Just for one day?
Yeah. They're going to change their name for one night and become the Albuquerque Green Chili Cheeseburgers.
What?
They jumped the shark.
Why? Why are they doing that?
Isotopes Park, June 16th. It's known as the Lab. It's going to be transformed into the Grill. The visiting Fresno Grizzlies will be in town for the matchup, and they are going to wear their Fresno taco jerseys.
What was that meeting like?
Serious.
I want to be in that meeting when they decided.
Guys,
we've
got a really
good
idea for a night. We're going to change the name of the team. It's going to be the Albuquerque Green Chili Cheeseburgers. We're playing Fresno. They have agreed to wear their tacos jerseys.
You know what? I feel you. I feel you.
That's a long one. Come on. Because normally when you're at the ball game, you're like, go Topes! What are you going to yell? GC Bergs!
All right, let's go. I'm a Cookie Green Chili Cheeseburgers! It is pretty long.
It's a mouthful.
Hey, bada. I'm a Cookie Green Chili Cheeseburgers!
Green Chili Cheeseburgers are, without a doubt, a New Mexico jam.
Yeah, I was trying to think if anything else they could have named themselves anything else that's popular here. But you know what? That's our jam. Green Chili's our jam.
What? The park's called the Lab.
Okay.
Yeah. The Albuquerque Heisenbergs. Huh?
Yeah, no. That's... No.
Why?
Because you're glorifying something that... Is
I'm not glorifying
not okay.
it. It's called the Lab.
It's called the Lab.
You're already there.
Oh my
Might
gosh.
As well rock some chemistry. Because Albuquerque and that TV show has some serious chemistry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's the first thing most people think of, to be honest.
Well, sure. But that's not okay. You can't do that. You can't name it after...
The Albuquerque Sauls.
The Albuquerque Los Pollos Hermanos. That's now. No.
Gosh, you need to catch up.
Yeah. The Albuquerque...
Giant Red Arrows on Carlisle.
No. The Albuquerque Construction. The Albuquerque
true.
Orange Barrel.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Somebody said, what about the Rienos?
Chile Rihanna.
The what?
Chile Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah, I call them Rihannas.
Umbrella?
Yep.
Ella?
Ella.
Ella? A? So anyways. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we can get involved in their in their next promotions meeting. Say, yeah. Listen, guys, we got some ideas for you.
No, I just want to be in the meeting. I don't even want to say anything.
Pitch them. Huh?
You're not allowed in the meeting. You know, they would probably be like, that's brilliant. We're going to make a sign.
Hey, guys, we're here to pitch you some new ideas. Oh, man. Get it?
Here, guys.
They're sure to be a home run.
Okay, here. Here, I got one. Catch this, Steve-O.
Oh,
what? Catch? Get it? You got to catch?
Yeah, I got it.
You got to catch in baseball?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Okay.
It is Friday, which means it's time for our new in theaters update. Christian Bale is starring in a brand new movie that I've never even heard of. Christian Bale and Oscar Isaac, both tremendous actors. Rivals who are forced to work together to survive the Armenian genocide during the fall of the Ottoman Empire in World War I. He's an American journalist reporting on the war. Oscar Isaac is an American competing with him for the affection of Charlotte Lama.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
Never heard of it. In fact, I read an article this morning that said The Promise, which cost over $100 million to make, is slated to make less than $5 million in its opening, so it's probably going to be Christian Bale's flop. Phoenix Forgotten. Anyone?
No. What is
sci-fi
that?
Horror movie? Three teenagers disappear after a UFO sighting in the mysterious lights in the skies above Phoenix, Arizona. The truth is discovered 20 years later on some unforeseen footage of the final hours of their trip. So basically it's like a Blair Witch Project but with UFOs.
Okay. All right. Man, movies are terrible this weekend. When does Guardians come out?
Guardians is May 5th.
Oof, it's almost here, guys.
2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks.
Did you see Anna Faris and all of her tweets? Yeah, those are great.
Anna Faris is awesome.
She is
fine. Wife of Chris Pratt, for those who don't know. And yeah, they had the Marvel premiere this week of Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a couple weeks early.
Yeah.
Moving on, I hate that I have to report this. Earlier in the week, there was a tragic car accident involving a police officer and a mom and her two kiddos. The family of the 6-year-old boy who was severely injured in the car crash with an APD vehicle has decided to take the child off life support. That according to the Albuquerque Journal, the boy, Joel, his 9-year-old sister, Ariana, and their mother, Antoinette, were hospitalized Monday when their car collided with an APD unit at the intersection of Eubank and Indian School. The boy was on life support after the crash, and the family told the Journal Thursday about their decision last night. Man, did you get that update last night?
Like, so
my phone actually got an alert.
Oh.
Then, tragically, the boy passed away.
They
took him off life support. So
can't even imagine what the family's going through, what the police officer is going through.
Yeah. I want to know how the mom is doing, because we keep getting updates on the children.
You know? I'm sure she's devastated.
So, yeah. But, I mean, obviously prayers. And they did start a GoFundMe for the family. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
It's making the rounds on Facebook. Man, speaking of tragedies, today is actually the 1-year anniversary of Prince's death.
Miss you, Prince.
There's none silver lining to this. However, whoever is collecting his royalties has made some serious bank in the last year. In the year since his death, Prince has sold 7.7 million albums.
That's that in the last year, he said?
Most of that happened in the month after his death.
Wow.
In all of 2016, Prince sold 2.2 million albums. That's more than any other artist. Even Adele couldn't match him. She sold 2.1 million. His best-selling albums, The Best of Prince, Purple Rain, and 1999. But yeah, he sold 7.7 million within this last year after his death.
Why do you think that is after an artist of that caliber dies? Why do people run out and buy?
Well, maybe you go back to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're like, oh, how did I never buy Purple Rain?
Mm-hmm.
And then you purchase it. So that very well could be part of it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you owned the record and then you just, you know, you couldn't find it, or, you know, new platform, because honestly, I have some prints, but it's still on vinyl, yeah. You know? So like,
I've never ran out and bought, you know, somebody that just died their CD or record. I've never done that.
Yeah, but if
that.
You own it already, like when Scott Weiland passed away, I'm pretty sure I only listened to STP for like the next month.
Yeah, but still, even with today, people don't buy music like they used to. And if I wanted to listen to Prince, I would pull up YouTube. I would pull up Spotify, which I think a lot of people, or Apple Music.
You don't
music.
Want to support him? Wait.
I don't know who I'm supporting anymore with Prince. Right. And who's getting all that money? But I don't know if I'm just a weirdo when it comes to that, but I can't believe $7.7 million.
I grabbed a record this week.
A Prince?
No.
Oh.
But talking about that, on Sunday for Easter sunrise service, the day before, you know, the sound engineers were getting everything set and they were dialing everything in, and they were playing Off the Wall by MJ, and I was like, man, I'm going to listen to that right now.
When you
I
got bought in the car. It?
And I got in, I jumped on my iTunes, and I was like, wait, I don't own Off the Wall? What?
You're so weird.
Thriller, the
so
first
I don't
one.
Get that.
Dude, it's MJ.
Just because you don't own it? I mean, you have Apple Music you pay for, right?
I mean,
and you can listen to it anytime you want. Why would you buy it? Are you scared the internet's going to go down someday and you're just going to need to have...
Going to need to have a hard copy.
Yeah, that's...
Just going to need it.
I don't know, man. That's a waste of money.
It's Off the Wall, dude.
Yeah, you can listen to it anytime you
Somebody
want.
Somebody just said, wait, Scott Weiland is dead? Worst day ever. I'm so sorry. Great.
Great. Just great.
So many people are still chiming in with what the isotope's name should be instead. Maybe we need to make this a topic.
Hit
because,
me.
Man. We got a couple on the live line. The turkey jerkies? Huh? Albuquerque turkey jerkies?
Yeah. Okay.
The ABQ Roadrunners.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They could do that like a promotion with the train.
Right?
Oh, wait. That's the rail runner. Yeah. Whatever. Same thing. Moving on. Bill Murray is working on a musical stage show called New Worlds, where he'll sing and read literature, backed by a trio that will play classical music and standards. It's debuting in July at a festival in Napa Valley, followed by a North American tour!
I'd go see that.
Yeah? You would go see that?
Yeah, I would.
He's going to sing and just read.
Yeah, it's Bill Murray. Bill Murray is one of my favorite people ever.
He's pretty hilarious.
He can do anything, and I'd be like,
he really
I'm there.
Can. His cameo in Zombieland is yeah. still one for the ages.
Yep.
Walmart just created a mix of a tortilla and a croissant. I remember a few years back when people were lined up outside of the super fancy bakery in New York City to get cronuts. You yes. remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Safe to say that the croissant mashup has now gone fully mainstream because Walmart, the Wall of Marts, all right?
Wally World?
Wally World just created a new product called the Crotilla.
Okay, it looks
combination
good.
Of a croissant and a tortilla.
I do love croissants.
It's a flakier, butterier
Ooh,
tortilla.
Give me that butter.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
Give me that butter.
My grandma is rolling in her grave, if she had a grave, because we cremated her. My grandma is sifting through the ashes. Her tortillas were my favorite.
Oh, man.
She made the best tortillas. How do you do that if somebody's cremated? Because they're obviously not rolling in their grave. What is she doing?
She's coughing up dust. How's that? That's terrible. I'm sorry. That wasn't very nice.
It's my grandmother. Sorry, jerk.
I apologize. It was the first thing that popped in my brain, and I just had to say it. I don't know why.
My grandmother is blowing in the wind. She is so mad. And why do they roll over in their... Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Guy breaks into his neighbor's house to steal toilet paper.
What?
This is a real story. This guy either stole the least valuable thing he could get his hands on, or the most valuable, let's be honest. He lives out in the sticks, so he might have actually needed it. A 46-year-old Philip Burnside, he lives in Ivydale, West Virginia, about 45 miles northeast of Charleston. He recently broke into his neighbor's home while they were away on business to steal their toilet paper.
You know what? This story is exaggerating, I think.
Nope. Guy who lives there got an alert from his security system that someone was in his living room, so he called his sister, asked her to go check it out. She saw Philip when she got there, but he pretended to help her look for whoever broke in. So she assumed he was just the concerned next-door neighbor. That is the best thing I've heard all day.
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody.
Yeah, no, I heard something.
Then I come over and investigate and check it out.
Woo! Alarms are going off. I just, you know, I know that your brother's out of town. I wanted to make sure everything was okay. Do you need? Yeah. Would you like to help me look for the assailant? A security camera showed he was the one who broke in, though, and he eventually admitted to stealing 3 rolls of toilet paper. The guy's had other stuff go missing before, though, so he thinks this wasn't the first time Philip has broken into
the
house.
You can't blame Philip. Do you have the proof? If you have those cameras, where's the proof that Philip broke in and stole stuff the last time?
I mean,
where's the proof?
I mean, the cops arrested him for burglary. He could face additional charges as well.
My first thought is, okay, if this happened and one of my neighbors broke in because they needed toilet paper.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly the footage shows this guy who I know broke in, just needed toilet paper. Would you press charges?
He broke into your house, man.
Yeah, but he needed toilet paper. I mean, you need toilet paper.
You let the TP bandit slide. Next thing you know, you know, paper towel man's coming in.
Yeah.
You've got the Kleenex master. You're just dealing with, like, the rogues gallery of tissue.
Maybe if you didn't know this guy at all, you didn't know your neighbor, I can maybe understand, but I would probably cut the guy some slack.
I get where this member of the Starmie is coming from, because they said, who calls a sister to check on a home invasion? Like, is she built like a tank? What is happening?
Right?
I agree with that. I would never call my sister and be like, hey, the alarm's going off. Could you go, it is West Virginia, right?
What does that have to do?
I mean, maybe it's just like, yes. My alarm company has told me, sister, someone has jumped over the fence of our 47-acre property. Shall you go investigate?
Yeah.
Poor Philip. Oh, my gosh. Okay, by the way, somebody chimed in and said the correct term. If you're going with rolling in your grave, then it's burning in the urning.
My grandma's burning in the urning right now. I'm using that. That is good. Except I don't have any family members that were cremated.
She is sifting in her urn.
Well, so she's... You guys never spread her ashes?
No. No.
Why?
Because, remember, I sprinkled him in my tortillas. A Starmie member just reminded me of that.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. I remember that.
I did, too. I say some stupid things.
We were talking about that for days. What? How did we get into that conversation?
Because it's a new thing. People ingesting their family members. And I took the side of the argument that it was good for you. Man. I make the dopest tortillas now.
Your grandma's burning and earning right now.
My grandma was the greatest.
Not my grandma.
I mean, after my dad passed away, she helped raise us, you know, with my mama.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude. Oh, man.
But why wouldn't she want to have her ashes sprinkled somewhere?
What do you mean?
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Or do they just...
I don't know. There's no, like, supposed to anything. They're gone.
Well, I know that, but...
She's in heaven.
Why would you want...
She doesn't care.
I wouldn't want somebody to have my ashes in an urn in the house.
I would. And I'd want to have a lopsided urn, so it's always a gamble. Are you going to be vacuuming me today? Yeah, I don't know. We spread my dad's ashes over the mountains in northern New Mexico. But grandma's just chilling. Well.
Well, yeah.
Moving on. Travel and Leisure recently posted a list of the cities with the least attractive people.
What?
Oh, I have a list of the ugliest cities in America.
All right, next story. Who put that in there?
I mean, come on. You want to know the most attractive city in America? I feel like this is easy.
The most attractive city.
Most attractive.
Anchorage, Alaska.
You're an idiot.
Um.
But you were kind of close.
Really? Hawaii.
Yes.
Honolulu.
Honolulu ranks number one for the most attractive Americans. The least attractive city?
Anchorage, Alaska.
No. Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Baltimore, Maryland ranked the least attractive city according to its people.
What? How do they know that?
I mean, I don't know. Readers seem to, I don't know, vote on this. Atlanta was previously America's most attractive city. It slipped down to number 8 this year. Tampa, Florida came in 7th. I don't know. Cleveland, Ohio, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Huh.
Those are the attractive ones.
Sacramento, California? Oh, okay, that's ugly, right?
I was going
Sacramento.
Prettiest.
Sacramento?
Sacramento? No!
Has the most beautiful people, right along with Honolulu? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of beautiful cities, a guy in San Diego got a ticket for parking in a loading zone yesterday, then rammed the cop's 3-wheeled meter-maid car and flipped it.
Wow.
Guys, what has happened to this world?
People have no self-control. No patience.
I'm not even giving that story any more credit. Moving on from that guy. A 12-year-old girl in Virginia outsmarted a carjacker on Saturday by putting the transmission of her mom's car in drive. Never surrender. Because she knew the dude couldn't start the engine that way.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool. See? It pays.
How smart is that 12-year-old?
To have a 5.
I'm just going to put it in drive.
Yeah.
They won't be able to turn the car on. You don't think obviously he didn't notice? Like, why can't I start the car? Have you ever done that before? Where you accidentally leave it in, like...
Yeah, I've done that before.
And you're like, I don't understand why I can't start my car.
Yeah.
Why can I not start my car?
I miss having a 5-speed. Can I take your car today?
No, you cannot. And it's a 6-speed.
Ooh, 6-speed.
Yeah, I have a 6-speed, buddy. Oh, man. Earlier we talked about the Albuquerque Isotopes renaming their team for one night. And we need to come up with some good names later in the show.
Let me see. The ABQ Jesse Pinkman.
That's funny. We got one of those, except really? It wasn't the Jesse Pinkmans. It was his catchphrase.
Oh, okay.
We also got this one just now. Sorry, I couldn't text in earlier for the Topes. I was driving. How about the Albuquerque Road Rage? Yeah. I feel like it's gone down since that tragic road rage incident became national news. Yeah, I haven't had any. Oh, wait, you just had a gun.
Somebody almost shot me a couple weeks ago. I was apparently riding too close to this guy, and he pulled a gun on me.
Man, that's crazy to me. We are living in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Did you call Saul? He could represent you, man.
Better call Saul.
Wait, he represents criminals.
Yeah, it's
true. Never mind. Right. I'm going to tell that guy that Paul pulled the gun on you to call Saul. You better call Saul. Obviously, the car had to be an automatic because they put it in drive, and that's not a 5-speed because you can still start a car.
Gotcha.
It's in gear, man.
Gotcha.
Oh, my bad.
Speaking of cars, somebody just chimed and said, hey, speaking of yours, what happened with the dent on your hood? Is the city going to pay for it?
Oh, good call. Update?
Anything? I actually got it. For those that don't know, I was driving on the freeway earlier this week, and a garbage truck, like, you know, over there off Rio Grande and I-40, you got to be careful there. Well, they were in the far left lane, like the going really fast lane, and hit that little like dip right before the river and dislodged something. Hit the hood of my 3-month-old car and dented it, scratched it, and it like the shrapnel from it popped up and cracked the windshield in a couple places.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Oh, I didn't. I see it every time I walk out to my car.
Ugh.
But the good news is I was able to get some of the information, so they're researching it right now, and if they can corroborate, like, yes, with their... Man, the city's on it. They were like, we got GPS, we got the number, if we could just do this, we're going to take care of this, because they would have been going from here. And
yeah.
So I actually did get a call from the city, and so it's under investigation.
Good.
And I want to say thank you to the officer who chimed in to help with that, because I was just going to be sad and have to go fix it myself. I have no idea.
So. All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, Amy and Beck
from Bear
Actually,
Canyon.
Actually, just Amy. Oh. Beck couldn't get a babysitter.
Okay. Yeah. Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit will be joining us. 585 Live, if you'd like to text in, we'll be right back. Floor guarded. It's Star 88. Good morning. 7:06.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the road, shall we? Road construction, the left lane is closed. San Mateo Boulevard at Montgomery. We also have some construction in the left lane closed. Montaño at Culture. No accidents to report, which is awesome. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by...
Just when you thought there couldn't be any new coffee drinks, Starbucks introduces new Unicorn Frappuccino. And it must be magic, because they've gone from plain black coffee to somehow sicken your senses with this pink and blue concoction. Some say it's sprinkled with unicorn horn dust. Of course, they had just left Coachella.
Oh.
And if you love the new unicorn drink, you're gonna love what's next. The Bigfoot Mud Stomp, made with the darkest beans and darkest chocolate. Mmm, that's muddy. So try the new specialty drinks that will make you think, hey, why didn't I just get a coffee?
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
Dex and Steve-O. Good morning.
Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit. And before we get started, shout out to all the baristas out there, because we
just
know,
working hard.
We know that, you are... You're ready to snap. You're ready to have a breakdown.
Ready to. People have already had breakdowns. That's, are you kidding me?
Please don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't get the unicorn Frappuccino.
That's a real barista who broke down.
Somebody called that in?
No, that's from what, YouTube?
Yeah, some guy went viral yesterday because he left work and his hands were stained with unicorn blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get the unicorn Frappuccino.
Did you get one, Amy?
Okay.
So we've got to talk about
all right,
this.
All right. Slight little confession.
No! Okay, don't do this to me!
On Wednesday.
No.
I don't even want to talk.
No, you go.
Here's the thing. We've been talking about this all week. It's got like 86 grams of sugar. Okay, it's disgusting.
So
it's going
to
kill you.
I have a confession to make. Okay. So I'm not really up on all the media stuff. I kind of stay away from that. So I had no idea what it was. No idea. And I pick up my son from school on Wednesday, and I picked up my kids from the bus. And they're all in the car, and I said, what do you want to do? Let's go to, and there's a healthy store by where I work. Let's go. They usually get whatever, a healthy snack. And my son says, let's go to this store and try this unicorn drink. And I said, a unicorn drink? What is that? He said, oh, Mom, it's everywhere. It's all over Instagram. It's everywhere.
Everybody's
blowing up. We got to try it. I said, really? And they're all like, yeah, let's go. Let's
Please
try this thing.
Don't get it.
You obviously didn't listen to that guy.
Okay, so I ordered three of them.
Oh, three of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I have three kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm sorry. So I pull up to the window. I had my venting unsweetened green tea, you know, because that's all
there
I get
go.
From, you know, that's me. And I pull up and they hand me. I die at the window. I was like, I looked at my son. I said, what is this?
Yeah.
He goes, well, that's the new year. It was so bad. Like, here I am passing back this pink, purple, sprinkly, like,
it's
poisoned,
beautiful.
Like,
yeah,
absolutely
it's so
the most
beautiful.
Disgusting looking drink possible. And I was like, all right, guys, go ahead and try it. So we pull out and we're driving home.
They spit
and the
it
kids
everywhere.
Are like, this
cost you like $30.
Well, that was the point.
You're going to drink that.
That's the point. So they're lit. And I said, give it to me. Let me try it. All right. I'm not kidding when I tell you I spit it back into it.
Oh, man.
It was the most disgusting. It tastes like gasoline.
Yeah.
Like, I stopped and I thought, this is made incorrectly. There's something wrong with this.
Did you get it with coffee or without coffee? Because you can get them.
I got it without coffee.
You got them without coffee.
Yeah, because it's my kids.
Man. Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is what I do. I turn around.
No
way. My kids are like, Mom, what are you doing? I said, I just spent, because they're $5 a piece.
That's ridiculous.
I just spent $15 on the most disgusting poison for my three children. Yes. And I'm all about health and nutrition and fitness and awareness.
Oh, my goodness.
You so I it. Turn around and I returned them.
No oh way! Oh my gosh! Yes. That is hilarious.
What did they say? What did
they
say?
They let you return them?
They said, "Have you tried it?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "I know."
Spread the word, please. Spread the word. Oh my gosh!
So for anybody out there, just do not waste that $4.95 on a grande.
But here's the thing:
unicorn.
Yesterday we were reading reviews of people that had tried it. And for the most part, people thought it was delicious.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I guess if you like mango, because it's a mango-based frappuccino.
No, it tastes like this. I don't like mango. Tart, like this gasoline, like this red dye. I mean, think about it. Red dye is recalled everywhere in the world except for the United States, right?
Right.
So it's
right.
got red dye in it and some purple stuff and little sprinkle stuff.
That's
it is
beautiful.
Nothing
it's
but
so beautiful.
Crap.
I was so happy. Just now when you told the rest of the story, because all week we've been talking about how terrible this thing is, and it's like, I can't wait for Amy to get here, because you are so particular with food especially, and like healthy eating, and you're like on my back all week about like the fats and the proteins, and maybe we need to up this, and we gotta do this, and healthy, healthy, healthy. So I was like, dude, I can't wait for her to get in here and destroy this. And so when you walked in the door, you're like, I bought one. I felt betrayed. It was like, just kiss me on the cheek, Judas. Just right here. Just turn me into the Romans.
I didn't even want to confess. Gosh! I woke up this morning and I thought, I hope they don't talk about
that's
a unicorn
so
drink.
Funny. Oh, that's all we're talking about this hour. That's all we're going to do.
It's only available till the 23rd, thank God. And for those that don't know, it's made with pink powder blended into cream frappuccino with mango syrup and a sour blue drizzle.
Please don't get it.
Baristas losing their minds.
Dude, they're angry.
They are. They are so angry.
It's okay. Back in the day, this was like a decade longer than that. Wow. I was a barista long, long, long time ago, and frappuccinos were the one thing that you can't just make on the line. So everything else, you're like, all right, Americano, we're doing this, we're making this. All right, we got a caramel macchiato. Okay, cool, we got this. And then if somebody says frappuccino, you have to stop what you're doing. And you have to go over to the blender, which is not in the line, you know, and it just, it slows everything down.
Oh, and slows so everything. And everybody in the United States, you know, everybody hates a slow. Have you ever stood, let's talk about Starbucks for just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say that most people go through Starbucks for quick convenience, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
A couple people are in there drinking their coffee and actually enjoying life. Everybody else is like in and out, right?
Right.
And it's that, once again, that American, just rapid, quick satisfaction.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's get this. Well, have you ever seen people's response when maybe Starbucks is a little slow?
Right. You have to like, you have to wait 47 seconds.
I remember one time I was at Disney. I've got my three kids. You know, we're there. You're supposed to be happy. Everybody's
happiest
happy.
Place in the world.
Happiest place on earth.
Right. You're about to stand in line for 4 hours to ride a 30 second ride. Yeah. Yeah, you're happy. And I'm standing in line at Starbucks because I needed a big coffee to get through the day.
Right.
And there's a woman that is so angry because it's slow.
Yeah.
I mean, pacing herself and like breathing heavy. And, you know, I'm not really good at like keeping my words in.
Wait, no. What? No.
Yeah, you come on.
It's
crazy.
Something that I really, really struggle with.
Yeah.
So I say to her, ma'am, do you realize how lucky you are to be able to even afford a Starbucks coffee, let alone you're at Disney World?
Yeah.
This is.
I can't
like
believe you. Oh my
such
gosh.
A
I feel like
minor,
she punched you in the face. Did she punch you? Did she throw her coffee in your face?
No, but she. I think she wanted to.
Oh, right. Right.
I said, I think we all just need to breathe. There must be something wrong going on. Like, maybe the employee didn't show up. Or,
sure.
But maybe we just need to breathe for a second. You know, relax.
Right.
Yeah, she didn't like me.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, there's this.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're at Disney World, and you are killing the vibe. You could just
so
tone
funny.
It down, and I don't know, breathe like the entitled American.
Here,
you
breathe
are.
With me. Breathe
entitled
with me.
American. That's exactly what we are, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, who can afford to go through and get a $5 frivvy, you know, purple and pink orange drink?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man.
Here's a website, Reddit. They, a bunch of baristas have stormed to Reddit to share their feelings. And I have a few. This one right here. Hey, guys, be sure to recognize and appreciate your customers who order tall black coffee these next few days.
Yeah.
They're a delight. It's keeping us sane.
Yeah.
Another person posted a picture of somebody ordering 56 unicorn fraps. And there's a picture of them on. Right here, look at this. This is crazy. 56. There was a school bus that came in, and kids got off, and they ordered 56 unicorn fraps. What is? Oh, can't. I'm
well, just think about that.
Right,
so let's talk about the health of this.
Yeah,
which
let's do that.
I got to be honest with you. The truth is, as a stupid mom, sometimes I'm a stupid mom. I didn't even know there were 76 grams of sugar in this one drink. I mean, and I'm embarrassed to even say that I bought it for my kid. I am pretty proud of myself that I returned it. But
yeah, I am too. I think that's pretty cool.
And got them all water.
My wife would have done the same thing. Leslie would have done the exact same thing, and I would have been so embarrassed.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't care what people think. Yeah. I don't care anymore. I just spent $15 on something that none of my kids were going to drink. They all were puking. I puked a little bit. There was no way I was going to spend that $15, right?
Oh,
and then
man.
Let's talk about it. So it's 76 grams of sugar in that one drink.
That's insane. So I found a list of things that are actually comparable to this drink. 7 original glazed Krispy Kreme donuts.
Is equal to one of those?
Seven.
Oh my
seven
God, we could all just go have a donut and get just more satisfaction out of than that. Oh,
yeah. A 20 fluid ounce bottle of Coke, which kind of, that's crazy.
Coke's got a lot of sugar. Are you kidding
me? A lot of sugar.
A box of Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream pint slices.
Wait, a whole box? The whole box of those?
Whole box.
Because those are like ice cream sandwiches. Oh my gosh.
You could sit and eat a whole box ice cream sandwiches.
That's what I want to do.
3 packs of Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
A dozen Jolly Ranchers.
God, Jolly Ranchers have a lot of sugar in them.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
How many Jolly
Dozen. Dozen Jolly Ranchers.
God, I can eat a dozen Jolly Ranchers in an afternoon of coaching.
Now you know.
Wow.
And now you can't.
Yeah.
Wow.
40 pieces of candy corn.
How many people eat 4 bags of candy corn around Halloween?
three Snicker bars.
Oh, gosh.
The equivalent to just one of these unicorn frappuccinos, guys. Just one.
I just think people should stop. Why did Starbucks do this? Here's why,
because the live line's blowing up.
What is this about?
Somebody said, I waited 20 minutes and went to 2 Starbucks to get me one. Somebody ahead of them ordered 20.
Oh,
God,
they also said that we're being downers on their magical afternoon because they're just trying to enjoy it. I don't know.
It's disgusting.
I know. And from everyone that I've heard who's actually tried it, nobody has been like, it's magical. Everybody's like, it tastes disgusting.
Right.
Sour.
Like, do you finish it and then feel like a unicorn?
Right. No, you're going to be extinct like a unicorn. You will be dead soon. You will be
bloated,
gone.
Bloated and fat and disgusting.
Yes. Oh.
Somebody, our friend, she tagged us on Facebook with this. All the things you have to do to burn the frap. So if you drink one of these today, you're going to have to, for 1 hour and 45 minutes, you're going to have to walk for 1 hour and 45 minutes. You're going to have to play tennis for an hour. You're going to have to go boxing for an hour. You're going to have to, if you swim, 1 hour of swimming.
God, 1 hour of swimming.
One hour bike ride. 1 hour and a half of yoga. And they say for women, it's you have to add a half an hour extra to all of that.
Because we burn slower.
An hour of jogging. An hour of jump rope. Just to burn one of those fraps. That's crazy.
So not worth it.
Ugh.
Everybody drink some tea, some green tea from there and go home.
Yeah.
Dude, people are freaking out. Somebody said, I can't find a store with one. Because I know they've been sold out most places.
Really?
Said, I love sour stuff. I just want to try it. Somebody else said, it's not that bad at the bottom, but as soon as you get halfway through, you regret life. Somebody else said they actually really like it, and they have to sign off because they can't do this because they want to enjoy their Frappuccino. Oh, man.
Sorry, everybody. If you're enjoying it, go ahead and enjoy that. I mean, if you're going to enjoy it, I mean, there was somebody that did blow up my page when I posted something about it that they said, you know, stop giving everybody such a hard time. If they're choosing to have this purple, pink, frivolly, disgusting, that it's their choice to do that. And I would agree with that. You know, if you really want to go, if you really feel like you need one of these things.
If you can find it anymore.
Really? Are you kidding
me? No, I'm not kidding. Well, think about it. If it's that limited, they're only making it till Sunday. So they probably only released a certain amount of the sour stuff or the mango syrup or whatever it was that they were using specifically for this. So when they're out, they're not going to ship more. Like, that's it. So they chime back in. They're still listening.
Yeah.
They said, it made me so energetic that working it off was easy. But is that good? I mean, we talk about that much sugar before a workout.
Yeah, and how did you feel after?
Yeah.
Like, what was your recovery on that? Like, and if it was just fine, then what else are you putting in your body for your body to be used to eating that, you know? Because if you're really, the truth is, if we clean and we have healthy food in our body 90% of the time, as soon as you introduce something like that into your body, you're going to be, your stomach, your gut is going to be messed up.
I honestly think that's why my allergies are killing me right now and I don't feel well, because this week I totally, and it was this, I know this sounds stupid, but somehow, some way, Grandma and Grandpa, who are fired, allowed Brody to come home with this giant package of Hostess chocolate donuts. Like, you know those, the bags?
The strawberry cream ones.
No, they're like the chocolate ones. And I was like, oh no, where did those come from? Because we don't even have stuff like that in the house. And I only ate like 15. Seriously, they came into the house and I was like, dude, I ate a ton, and that was on Wednesday.
But did you notice how, Dex, you notice just for a backup for a minute, how Steve-O kind of started that conversation, how he is blaming the
grandma bought those for
Brody. Bringing the crap into the house because Steve-O couldn't say no.
Yeah. I couldn't!
Yeah.
You guys don't understand!
Yeah, he ate 15.
I think part of this is practicing saying no, I know. Am choosing not to eat that because I'm choosing to eat healthier for my body. I mean, that's the habit we all, even me, you know, all of us have to get into, because we all fall off, get back on, fall off, get back on. That's kind of the reality, unless you're super, super hardcore. But, you know, that's the reality, is to be able to say, you know, I'm choosing not to do this. You know, when people start our challenge, they're like, oh, I have to be eating like this. No, you don't. You don't have to be eating anyway. You're choosing to do this. And if you choose not to do it, then that's fine.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I mean, so you didn't have to eat that massive bag of chocolate.
But they were so many, and you just pop one in your mouth, and they almost melt. And
really? Do they really, really taste that good?
Yes.
Like these, really?
Oh, so
these
good.
Processed, crappy donuts that can sit on a shelf for 2 years?
Have you never had them?
No.
Amy, when we're done, we're going to the gas station.
The strawberries and cream ones.
When I was a kid,
my gut will kill me.
On the way to church, when I was a kid, that was one of the, because they come in like little packages, you know, like the little six pack or whatever.
I've seen them, don't they? You sell them at convenience stores?
Or like on the way to like a, if I was going snowboarding or something, I always like grab a, ooh, the coconut ones or what, and man, this was like a whole bag. There was like 30 in there.
Yeah.
Now there's 7.
You ate 15?
I didn't really count. Maybe more than that.
I wonder how many grams of sugar that has.
I don't want to know. However,
man,
people are going crazy on the live line.
Let's hear all your stuff that you're mad at me.
Somebody said, I'm a swimmer and I feel cheated because I feel like I should have burned more calories than what is in that unicorn frappuccino.
Right. I think you did. Actually, I think swimming is one of the best exercises you can do. And it's one of the top burning. So I was surprised. I think it actually, how many calories does that thing have in it?
Here we go. Looking at the calories, 410.
Oh, you 410?
Yeah, and that's from the 16-ounce. The 16-ounce has, here, let's go with the venti, because that's what most people were getting.
Venti?
Yeah, 500 calories. What are you thinking, like the smaller one?
No, I think who could consume a venti?
It's only 24 ounces, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I feel like you would have a stomachache.
Okay, fine, we'll go grande.
I'd be on the toilet for a week.
Grande has 410 calories and only 60 grams of sugar, so that's cool. Right?
Oh, 60, yeah.
Your eyes, like, bulged out of your head. Hey, it's got 5 grams of protein, so there's that.
Oh, there.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, silver lining. We take back everything we said. Just consume them. They've got 5 grams of protein. Yay!
16 grams of fat, 45 milligrams of cholesterol, 230 milligrams of sodium, 62 grams of carbs, yo, come on.
I mean, yeah.
That's your carbs.
Boy, that is a great pre-workout drink.
Yeah, no, it's
I mean, that's what you need to do is just go through the Starbucks line, get one of those, and then come and do CrossFit and see how it feels.
Here's what we need to talk about, though, because, you know, everybody's talking about this stupid unicorn drink and how unhealthy it is, but every day we're drinking things that are the equivalent, we're eating things that are the equivalent of this thing and not even realizing it.
I found
a study, people who drink diet soda every day are three times more likely to develop dementia, and they're also more likely to have a stroke.
Oh, wow.
Everybody thinks diet soda is, if I drink diet soda, it's better and healthier.
Well, it's got the word diet in it.
Yeah. It's okay if I drink diet soda.
I think soda in general is just loaded full of crap.
Yeah, soda is in general. No matter if it's diet or not.
And I think people that are addicted to sugar and to soda, letting go of that soda is a big deal.
Oh, it is.
You know, detoxing from sugar and from drinking the soda. Yeah, and just like, how do I get through the day without that diet?
Water and tea, bro. Trust me, I've had a transition.
But I think it's a process. It is a process. You know what I mean? It definitely, for people that are used to drinking Diet Coke, and I used to be a Diet Coke drinker, I would go through the drive-thru and grab one of those big ones loaded with, you know, and I finally, you know, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, was like, okay, Amy, this is really bad for you.
Yeah.
You know, but letting it go was hard. It wasn't easy to just be like, okay, I'm not going to drink my, because it is diet. You do think diet, so you don't think that you're going to get fat on it, but what's in it is horrific for us, right?
Yeah. Man. Yeah. So it's, I think we have to be more aware of just the day-to-day things that we are consuming.
Dude, a family chimed in. They said, my family had to go to 5 different Starbucks here in Albuquerque. It wasn't too bad. Whatever the sour stuff on top of the whipped cream was nasty. Somebody else sent an image. Oh, no. It's the Hostess mini chocolate donuts.
What is it?
One container, which is 12 donuts. This is the this is the 12-donut serving. Oh, gosh.
Right? We all just need to not eat processed food and we'll be so much better off.
44 grams of sugar.
For how many?
But that's in, but these are the Hostess mini chocolate donuts. It says servings 1, which equals 1 container, which is 12 donuts. So 12 donuts.
They're saying that one serving is 12. No way.
Yeah. There's no way.
They're not going to allow you to have 12 donuts as a serving.
No. So I don't understand.
They're not
that
little.
I don't want to tell you how many calories are in it. 720. My little donuts have way more than the unicorn frappuccino. Great.
Well, not only that, but they're saying that you can have all 12 of them. Gosh, imagine how you feel after consuming 12 donuts.
Yeah. Well, you feel great when you're eating them.
No, you don't feel great.
You feel great.
No, you don't. I'm not like you.
You know what you feel? You feel disconnected.
Mm. What do you mean?
I think that when you are in the middle of shoving crap in your mouth, that you, if you have any health awareness, if you've moved into a state of health awareness, and you are sitting at the table or standing at the table or sitting in your car and you're shoving this food in your mouth, boom, 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 just shoving them in your mouth. I think you disconnect from it. I think it's a way that people escape. For that moment, you don't care. You're going to consume this food. You know it's not good for you, and you're just going to – I do. I think it's part of – I hate, and I know people get mad at me, but I hate to refer it to as addiction. But when when you're using whatever it is, alcohol, drugs, whatever, you disconnect.
You're right. At first when you said that, I was sitting there going, I don't understand that. And then you explained it, and that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
I shut everything off around me, and I'm content in that moment.
Yes.
I'm happy. I am content, and I am just eating that Big Mac and fries and drinking that Coke in my car because I don't want to drive home because I don't want anybody to know that I've been there 3 times today.
No, but Dex, I mean, it's interesting. I was thinking this week, okay, what are we going to talk about on Friday? Like, what do we need to focus on and talk about to help our listeners? And my topic was mindful eating.
Yeah.
And so now when we are binging, we quote unquote binging or eating crappy food, we aren't mindful eating. We're escaping, right? We're not wanting to deal with X, Y, and Z in this food bring some kind of comfort and release from us from all of our other stresses. Only if it's only for a second, because when you're done, then it's like a cycle. And I put that on our challengers page this week about sugar. There's this cycle that you go through where you do this craving, then you get this surge of energy and you feel good, and then you drop. Like there's instant drop.
Yeah.
And with that drop brings shame, guilt, you know, kind of like feeling uncomfortable in your skin. Why did I do that? There you go again, loser. You ate that food. You said this morning you weren't going to eat it. It's 6 o'clock at night. You're shoving this box of ice cream in you. So it's a vicious cycle. And I really believe it's the same cycle that alcoholics, drug addicts, addicts go through.
Right.
And we're using food and it's acceptable because we have to do it.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. You don't have to drink. You obviously don't have to do drugs. You don't, but food has to be consumed on a daily basis for us to live.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that overeating is a sin. It is.
Gluttony, man. Yeah.
Gluttony.
Yeah. It's a sin. And when you're explaining all that, that's what sin does. That's how it makes you feel.
Right.
I mean, you feel like that after you do something that we know we're not supposed to do, no matter if it's eating or if it's maybe you steal. Maybe it's sex for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel great in the moment, but then afterwards, it's that shame. It's I shut everything off. You know, I just kind of shut down and I get depressed and I feel like I can't talk to God at times, you know, because I'm ashamed.
Yeah.
And that's how you feel.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. It's part of the addiction. And one of the things we talked about is changing your relationship with food. So, and that's so hard to do. It's so much easier for me to just blunt that out, change your relationship.
But I mean,
with
you
food.
Had to do that too. We've all had to do that.
Yeah. You
know? You
have
so
to,
you
but it's a struggle.
That.
You can, you know, I'm on a cleanse right now and I'm on this, kind of detox because, you know, I, just,
unicorn fried
whatever.
Tuna. We get it.
Right. I didn't drink that. But like, cause I kind of fell off a little bit and I had to kind of reevaluate, like, why am I doing this? What's going on? What am I avoiding? What is bothering me right now that I am justifying whatever I'm justifying? And how can I help other people if I feel like I'm tossing around it? Well, part of it is that I get it. I get the days that you're struggling with food. I get the days that you're struggling with your body image. I get the days that you don't want to go to the gym. Cause, you know, Beck and I have talked about it on the air a million times. We've been there. So, you know, mindful eating and changing your relationship is kind of changing habits one step at a time.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do that's not good for you? And even taking a moment to make a list. What do you do or you eat that gives a negative response? What is that negative response? And if you don't want that negative response, whether it's your relationship with God, whether it's your relationship with a friend, you know, if you're struggling with your relationship with a friend or a spouse, like, what are we doing that we don't like, and what little habit can we do just one day at a time to change that so that next time we don't do it?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, because all of us have relationships that we don't interact the way we want to, or food that we eat that we don't want to be eating, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so changing that relationship. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we talk about and we've talked about over in time is, but just being aware of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are you? Just to stop a second in the kitchen before you go to that ice cream or you go to those donuts and say, you know, what am I trying to avoid right now?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm mad at my wife. I have no money in the bank. My car broke down. You know, whatever it is, and kind of get aware of that before you use food.
Yeah.
And I think people do that with alcohol and with any other addiction.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. It can be, it's smoking. It can be whatever addiction it is, to look at that and to change that relationship that you have.
Yeah.
And
I think accountability is huge for some people. Sometimes it doesn't work for everybody, but you have to find those things that work for you. And maybe having an accountability partner isn't your thing. You know, I know a lot of people hate that, you know,
but for me,
all need it.
Like my wife, that's one thing that's been huge, is having my wife as a partner.
Yeah.
Encouraging me to go to the gym.
Right.
The one thing I think is the hardest part is that we're not usually on the same page when it comes to grocery shopping. So when she goes and gets groceries, a lot of times it's things that,
I
don't want that in the house because I know I can't control myself at times, you know?
Somebody said, I was talking to somebody this week and they were talking about having an honest relationship, conversation with their wife, and how difficult that can be to have this straight out, just honest conversation. And I've, trust me, I've had to have honest conversations with my spouse. And I think that part of it is sitting down and really connecting. I don't want this in the house because it makes me feel, because I get depressed.
Yeah.
You don't want me to be depressed around the kids or around you. You want me to be a better person, a better father, a better husband.
Yeah.
If you bring this drug into the house, this is how it makes me feel, because you don't have an addiction with it. Not everybody has an addiction with food. You know, people can have cakes and cookies and all that crap around the house and their kids can eat it and they don't touch it. You know, and there's other people like us, Dex, you and I, you know, that the food is there and it's our go-to as soon as life feels hard.
Or if you're just hungry and you haven't meal prepped.
Right.
You don't have, you don't feel like you're too tired to go and cook something. Yeah. So, oh, here's some donuts. I'll eat one or two. And then all of a sudden there's a bag of chips and, oh, here's a soda.
Yeah.
And, ugh.
So, and all that also goes back to is, why don't we listen to our spouses? You know, why don't we, you know, we're talking about mindful eating, but where's this time where our words that come out of our mouth aren't like heard?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, hear what I'm saying. You know, it's just like calling out to God. Hear what I'm saying. You know, calling out to people that you really love and you can count on. Here's what I'm saying. I need you to not do this because this affects me, you know? So mindful eating and being aware of that, I think, is super, super important.
Steph said, the struggle is real. It's interesting how our relationships we have with other things, even food, can affect our relationship with God as well. But it's so true.
Yeah.
It is so true. We got a question on an email form from Austria. And it's not, have to do with food, but I wanted to get to it because they sent it in early this morning because they were so excited about this. They're running a half marathon this Sunday and they've never done this. So they wanted to know if you had any tips for them for their half marathon. The temperature is going to be around 7 degrees Celsius. And so they were wondering if there's any active wear or anything they should wear given the temperature.
Layering's always really, really good when you're doing a big run like that. But having to take off the layers, you have to be able to dispose of it.
You
want to
stay away from like cotton, right? Because cotton makes you sweat.
Yeah, you can stuff that wicks away. Yeah. I mean, I always layer, but I never wear anything that I really care about because as I'm running, I'll throw it to the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah. People leave their gear all the time. Yeah.
So if you want good marathon gear, just go, I don't know, like to the
middle
of the
race. Well, I would just go right.
Just wait for somebody to strip.
So,
like, that is a
if
great,
you need
I'm
workout
that person.
Gear, I think the Run for the Zoo's coming up. Yeah. Just kind of hang out on the side there.
They live in Austria, so they're not here.
So the other thing, I when I was training, I always ate really good protein, and I know this sounds. I always had, I eat avocados, and they help me a ton. So really healthy fats, healthy proteins, you know, eggs, avocados. You know, I also carried in my shorts, my little thing.
Your fanny pack?
In my little, not really fanny pack, but you know, the shorts have like little zippers on them now. And I would always put a gel or goose or something like that. So you don't bonk. You know, so you can feel yourself along the way. If it's a really good marathon or half marathon, they usually have that stuff for you. I always stop at the water stations too. They say that it doesn't take your time off, even if you swish that water around your mouth and spit it out. You know, getting that, you know, that thirst and all that taken care of while you're running versus waiting at mile 10 to realize that you're kind of getting dehydrated. So stop at those water stations. They have them there for a reason. You know,
what is half marathon? 13 miles?
Yeah, 13. Yeah.
Jeez.
You can do it, man.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
That is so good.
Run on. Yeah, it's awesome.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Man. 585 Live if you want to text in. 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. We have Amy from Bear Canyon CrossFit hanging out with us, talking about the Frappuccino, the unicorn frap, and how you should probably stay away from it. And also anything else that, you know, is packed full of just chemicals and processed.
Yeah, and it's not
junk.
Like a shaming thing. It's not That's like, not. Oh gosh, you need to stay away from it. But it's all about like your whole entire life and how we're going to live our lives. And you know, if you eat really, really clean 90% of the time, and heck, you want to go try this silly thing, go try it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, go drop $5 on it and you'll eat half of it and have a tummy ache. Yeah. But you know, overall, if we're thinking about health and nutrition and awareness of our body and our relationship with God, because it's all intertwined together. you know, being aware of what we're eating and how we're fueling ourselves. I mean, you even said Dex. I said to Dex this morning, I said, dude, I haven't seen you at the gym this week.
I know.
You know, and so like as soon as you stop those positive things, you know, they affect our week, you know. Mm-hmm. If you wake up on Monday morning and you're food prepped and you've got really healthy stuff in your fridge and you've decluttered from all the crap and the Easter candy's in the garbage by now.
Right.
The Easter candy should be in the garbage by
we
now.
We only did hard-boiled eggs. Like, my kids were, they felt so gypped because there were no fun little, oh, let's get some plastic eggs with candy. We didn't even do that. Mm. We just did hard-boiled eggs. All right, you guys want to eat some of these? Cool. Here's some hard-boiled eggs. I'm serious. They hated them. They loved them. And yeah, and they were fine. They didn't care that there weren't jelly beans. I'm serious.
That's
I'm totally
great.
Serious.
When I was, I had a challenger text me right before Easter, and she said, listen, I'm healthy. I've lost 25 pounds. I'm feeling really good. Amy, help me to, what healthy things should I put in the Easter basket for my kids? So I'm going to be honest with you guys. So when I was a little girl, we used to line up. We lived in Maine. So by Easter, it's still freezing cold outside.
Yeah.
We would line up at the top of the stairs. And depending on your age, you'd go down and you'd do this Easter hunt downstairs, right? And every year it was Easter bunny and jelly beans. And you know what I mean? And my mother never
Whoppers
did sugar. She was a freak about sugar. And so it was an exciting time, right? Because it was limited in our family, right?
Right.
Well, I remember one Easter, we were running down the stairs, and my little brother, the littlest, Billy, stopped and started crying. And then, you know, Natalie ran down, and then I ran down, and then Christian ran down, and I realized my mother, she's still alive, she's not listening, but my mother put raisins and nuts throughout the house.
Oh.
Peanuts and raisins. And that was it.
How dare she?
And I gotta tell you, it was, we know, she, you know what her, she picked up peanuts and nuts around the house for a year because none of us picked them up off the shelf. They weren't even in shell, they weren't even in little eggs. They were just lined up. Like
here's little rabbit pellets.
Yes. It was awful. So back to my challenger. When she said, what should I do? I said, and I'm not saying that what you did was wrong because I think it's fine. You know what I mean?
No, we just spaced it, honestly. I'm not going to lie. We were just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It is Easter.
My response to her was, let it be. You know, let it be a moment where the kids are okay with eating this once, you know, fun little adventure.
Yeah.
I said, don't. You're already talking health about health all the time. We can drive our kids crazy.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Where, like, controlling every step. I mean, my mom used to label the fruit, one apple a day for Amy.
Oh,
you know, that
gosh.
Can kind of make you a little nutty. You know what I mean? So, I think being healthy is all, you know, do it in what is the word I'm looking for?
Moderation.
Exactly. Yep. Do it in moderation. I think turning your Easter basket into a basket of raisins and nuts can maybe have some psychological effects on your children.
For real.
So if you want to save your money on the therapy bills, probably don't do that.
Yeah. Now, this morning when we were talking and you were asking me about the gym, I gave you an excuse.
Because
it really was an excuse.
Well, I knew.
Yeah.
I know that.
Well, it's an excuse.
His knee
every
hurts.
Day I've been. I said, hey,
my
you
knee
do
hurt
me?
A little bit and I took the week off and I kind of feel better. Dex,
I do feel better.
Blew off the gym.
I did.
He's been blowing me off
and you
all
killed
week.
It last week.
Yeah,
like I was watching you kill it last week.
Yeah, I had a great week.
Which, by the way,
so it's interesting.
Stop
this.
Posting photos of me. It's so dumb.
No, keep going.
I'm like hugging
keep
this wall.
That was hard.
It was very hard. It
yeah,
was very hard.
They
yesterday's
had to do, just so
crazy.
People know what we're talking about, they had to hold anywhere between an 8-pound to a 20-pound wall ball in a squat position.
For 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes. Oof. Using their core, keeping their back really straight and their chest up.
I did it!
You know, and it was hard.
It was hard.
It doesn't sound hard, but we did, in one of the classes I taught, we did a round of 2 minutes. They broke out. We did our little bit of stretching. Then I made them do it again.
Oh.
Yeah, it was not probably very
good. Dude, I'm not going to lie. It started burning, and I looked up at the clock like an idiot because I try not to look at the clock, and I looked up, and it's like, a minute and a half left?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, just don't look at the clock again. Don't look at the clock again.
I'm 30 seconds in.
Oh, gosh, it's only been seven seconds. Like, it was crazy.
I think it's better, Dex, for you just to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you have a better week if you just show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a woman that showed up at the gym yesterday, and in the middle of me modifying, because everything can be modified, she started crying. And she said, I am so ashamed to be where I am today.
Yeah, I've
I'm
been
so
there.
Ashamed yeah. that I can barely stand on that little box that you're asking me to stand on. And, you know, and I almost cried with her. And I said, you know what? I said, we don't get where we are in life in one day. We don't gain the weight or lose the self-esteem or whatever we're struggling with in one day. So for you to think for a second that you can get back to where you want to be in one day is unrealistic.
Right.
And I said, just the fact that you're here, just the fact that, so what if we have to modify the workout completely for you? We're here for you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she was crying and she said, I'm embarrassed. And I said, well, let that go because that's you. Nobody here in this room cares.
Yeah.
You're here, you're working out, and it was hard. You let your body go.
Yeah.
And you've got weight that you need to lose, and we're asking you to do air squats.
Yeah.
You think, oh, an air squat, oh my God, it's easy. Well, do 15 air squats when you're out of shape. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, and so
that's
I
what motivates
compassion.
Me. Because I've been in that same
yeah.
boat where I feel like I just let myself go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go back to the gym, I want to break down because I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of work. I see the road ahead and it's just, you're just angry at yourself. But I almost say to myself, remember how you feel right now.
Yeah.
Because hopefully, if you remember this, you won't go back to those
right.
habits,
yeah.
that lifestyle yeah. again.
And you have to be in check on it. You know, it's just like any kind of addiction, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We can fall back so quickly to an addiction.
Right.
Right? We can take one day, we feel like we're fine, and then we let a little bit of it go, and yeah. then a little bit more go. You know, it's just like your relationship with God, right? So we always talk about praying,
yeah.
and the minute, you know, we stop continuing to nurture that relationship, it changes,
it
right?
It does. Yeah.
With anything.
No, absolutely.
With your relationship with your spouse, with your relationship with your children, with your relationship with your friends and your family and everything.
Right.
The sooner as we stop putting energy into it, the relationship
it deteriorates.
Changes.
Yeah.
You know, Dex, on Saturday, I was there coaching on Saturday, and, you know, you had to do a mile run.
Oof. Oh, man. Yeah.
You know what, though? Dex, I was so proud of you, though.
Oh.
Listen
I really
to that,
was.
Dex. Listen
I mean,
to that.
I mean, you were across the Arroyo, and I saw you running, and I thought, does he realize that he probably couldn't have done that a year ago?
There's no way. Yeah.
Right?
No way I could have done that.
So if we just embrace the little steps that we take,
yeah.
you know, and the little things that we do on a daily basis to make us feel better, I mean, that's what it was. I saw you. I was like, look at Dex go.
Yeah.
And I really meant that. I was like, he is running this mile like a champ.
Yeah.
And a year ago, he couldn't have run that mile.
Oh.
And then not only did he run the mile, but then he had to do 33 movements
yeah.
of
entire
like,
workout.
A tire workout.
Like the hardest workout I've ever done
right,
after the mile.
Right. One of the hardest workouts.
And the mile, by the way, was uphill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Both ways uphill.
Yeah.
It was crazy. You guys are crazy there at Bear Canyon.
I knew he wasn't going to be. I knew that you weren't going to be around this week.
Because of Saturday?
Because of Saturday.
Oh, is that what it was?
He came in.
No. That's not what it is. Honestly, I swear to you.
And it was so hard.
I'm being honest with you. My knees have been hurting me.
He has been saying that for a while.
And it's been, I don't want him to get, but the number one excuse, I found a list. They surveyed a bunch of people that go to gyms and they found the number one excuse. I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt myself. 63% of people. That's how I felt.
That was me at the beginning. I always thought I do have a problem with my left shoulder, but I've learned to differentiate between, actual issues with it and just growing pains, if you will, like pains from
like just mental.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that people have injuries all, you know, a lot and people get injuries no matter where you're working out, injuries occur. But I also do think that there's no excuse because everything can be modified. So let's say somebody says my knees hurt. Okay. Well, then I don't want you squatting today.
Right.
So we're going to work on upper body and I don't care if the whole workout is all about squatting for you. You're not going to do it today.
Right. Well, look at Jake, our boy Jake, who comes in and he puts in some of the best. Yeah.
He's got a lower back problems.
Yep.
And every time he comes in, he's like, I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to pull these sleds.
I'm
going to run this assault bike. And then I'm going to do this. He modifies it because he doesn't want to continue to work out and feel good. So it is the number one excuse because if you're at a good gym that's watching you and making sure you're safe, they're going to modify it and be respectful of your knee or your back or your ankle
shoulder.
Or your shoulder or whatever it is, and they're going to modify the workout for you.
And I have
to
give a shout out to my wife because she was sick this week, but she was so encouraging and she was trying to get me to the gym, and she even told me a few times, hey, they modify things for you. So you using your knees as an excuse –
Yeah.
You stop it because you can do other things.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Honestly,
there's your accountability partner, right. Which is fabulous.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a few questions, and I know we only have a few minutes left, so I wanted to try and
go for it.
Our star members who've been listening. One person chimed in and said that letting go of sodas for them has been very difficult. They can go a couple days without Dr. Pepper, but then they have crazy withdrawal headaches and need soda again. Any tips to overcoming
that? It's sugar caffeine. You know, you've got to give yourself 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things you could do is just, this is kind of silly, but you can take a little sticky note. And when you've completed that day of no sugar, you stick it on a mirror somewhere that you can see it.
Yeah.
I did it. I did 1 day without sugar. I did 1 day without that soda. I did 1 day. And then you accumulate those sticky notes, and there's something to be proud about it. Like, I did this.
Yeah.
And it's a recognition. So there's a visual reinforcement, and also you feel better, so there's a physical reinforcement.
Dude, I got to tell you, I hated tea. Like, just think it was like, it's like weird water. You know what I mean? Like, I have never ever been like I'm just going to go drink a spot of tea. But when I had to kick caffeine like that, right? Like no Cokes, no, you know, nothing like that, but also no coffee, which to me, coffee was a big part of my life.
Didn't you get called out on having some the other day?
Oh, I went into a Bucks and was like, I'm going to try this on Monday. It was my day off. And I was like, I haven't had a cold brew in a really long time. And I hated it. It was like jittery and weird.
Right?
All that to say, I tried tea because somebody mentioned the withdrawal headaches, that they're really bad. And they can be debilitating. They really can. I'm not like saying they're not real.
Right?
And that's what I did. Yeah. I had to go to tea, even though it was like gross to me for a couple days. It helped wean me off of that. And it was healthier. And it lessened the headaches, and now I don't get them at all, and I can go a few days without caffeine without feeling the effects of anything. So
cool. good recommendation.
Let's see. Somebody else said, when I go to the gym, I normally run on the treadmill. My goal is to burn 100 calories. Then I'll do the stair stepper. My goal there is to burn 200 calories, and then I'll go lift. Here's my question. What is better, weight training first and then cardio, or cardio first and then heavy lifting?
No, I don't think there's we switch it up all the time.
We do, right?
Yeah. Answer is continue to switch things up is better.
Yeah, because your body gets used to things, right?
Exactly.
So you want to switch it up.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You're going to, you know, if you want to increase your weights and get like a PR on your weights, you know, maybe doing the weights first because so you have the energy is better, but mixing it up in the variety is good.
There you go.
Constantly varied.
Okay, one more. Somebody said I've been working out, trying to eat right for over a year now. My progress has been very slow, so here's my question. If I kill and eat someone with high metabolism, will I get their metabolism?
That's wrong.
Wow. Say no. I have very high metabolism.
That's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
That is so wrong.
Thank you for sharing, though. We appreciate that.
338-3700. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Nate.
Hey,
what up, Nate?
Hey, so I caught the tail end of something you were saying about coffee. My wife and I have had this debate for a long time. Is coffee bad for you?
The reason I had to kick coffee wasn't because of a health restriction, other than the fact that I lost my voice and had to go see, like, a specialist, and it was due to acid reflux. Seriously, it was burning my esophagus so badly that I was in danger of not being able to do the show. Like, seriously.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I had to completely quit coffee, spicy food. Like, I have a totally different diet now, but my voice returned because there for a few months,
You have the diet of like a 2-year-old kid.
I do,
tummy syndrome.
Yeah, I couldn't do worship. Like, I couldn't do the show. It was crazy, man. And so I had to, but it wasn't because of the ill effects. So I think it depends on how much you're consuming.
And I think how much it depends on how much you're consuming.
Yep.
Exactly.
A massive amount.
Yeah.
You are?
A massive amount.
You're consuming a massive amount?
I probably on a daily basis probably drink at least like 3 or 4 pour overs and probably 8 to 10 shots of espresso.
Oh my God.
Mate.
No,
wow.
that's
yeah, I would say that's probably not good.
That's
for you.
A bit much, dude.
That's like saying, are you addicted to sugar? Well, I probably eat like 4 gallons of ice cream at night and 15 donuts. That's probably a little over the. I would probably go down to 2 cups a day.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thought, though. So the actual, I just like it for the taste. The actual caffeine doesn't do anything to my body. That's
because you're so addicted to it. It's so used to it. Of course it doesn't do anything to your body.
You feel normal.
Give me a break. Go off it and see what it does to your body.
Really. And I don't know the medical truth of this, but someone told me that coffee has the same additives in it that Ritalin does. And for someone with ADD, coffee actually helps you focus and helps you, you know, because I can drink coffee, like when I'm studying especially, I drink a lot of coffee because I find that I'm able to focus in better than if I don't have coffee. I go full ABD and I'm all over the place.
Right. No, and maybe that's true, but that seems like, you know, you say your body doesn't have a response to it. Your body is, you know, it's just like saying that people that are obese or something feel fine. It's just because they're used to that feeling.
Yeah.
So you don't know what it feels like to be off that much caffeine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of caffeine. I'm not a medical doctor. No, and I'm obviously not going to give you that advice, but yeah. Boy, that seems like a lot of consumption of caffeine.
I will say the Mayo Clinic does have the specifications. Seriously, I went and it was like, okay, I want to find out medically what is too much caffeine. If you drink more than 4 cups of coffee a day, that actually could be dangerous for you. And according to the Mayo
side
effects are crazy. Migraine, headaches, insomnia, nervousness, irritability, restlessness, frequent urinations, stomach upset, heartburn, muscle tremors. So
you got any of that, Nate?
No, I don't have any.
Well, you don't have any of that because your body's used to what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why.
I'm actually consuming more caffeine than just that because like I do like a C4 pre-workout.
Go away. Nate, you're gonna have a heart attack.
Nate, what do you want us to tell you? To continue to do this? I mean, what do you want from us?
So yeah, so according to the Mayo Clinic, they say that up to 400 milligrams of caffeine.
According to the Mayo Clinic, I'm gonna die. Yeah, in yeah. Five,
very soon.
Four, three.
Yeah.
Go embrace your wife and tell her she's right.
There you go.
Thanks, all right, man.
Bye.
All right, guys.
Oh, we're out of time, Amy.
Hey, real quick, lightning round
happy Friday.
Questions.
Okay, go for it.
Somebody said, I just found out I'm pregnant. What are some safe exercises?
Oh, my God. We just had somebody that, Amber, worked out in the gym until she gave birth. Come into the gym and work out.
No, right?
You're fine.
Yeah.
Move that body. Don't change anything. You're great.
Me close sister yesterday. She was making
your
me
body
feel
will tell you when to stop. What?
She's crazy pregnant.
Who?
Brittany's sister.
Oh.
And she was in the gym yesterday doing back squats, and I was like, man, she's doing July, and she's just crushing the weight.
All the girls at the gym just make us guys look terrible.
You do.
You really do.
All right. Happy Friday. Love
happy
you guys.
Happy Friday. Love you. All right. When we come back, Sam Swan will be joining us. Family Force 5 out of this world. It's Star 88. Good morning. Good morning, Sam Swan.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. So great to be here, as always.
Did you have an amazing Easter weekend?
I did.
Did you?
I really did. I had the privilege of preaching at First Baptist Artesia for Resurrection Sunday.
Beautiful.
And it was just a wonderful, I mean, the music guy down there, his name is Mike Wright, and he did a wonderful job at putting the music together to enhance the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And then the preaching was just fantastic.
That's
great. The best sermon I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, well,
Wait, that was me. I guess I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I mean, I could have said that too. I mean, you are an amazing talker.
Oh, well, I have a lot to say, but I don't have anything to say.
That's, you gave us a little taste when you were here last week on Friday. You
actually
made Steve-O cry.
Some of that I shared when I was saying that stuff,
That
part of that was in my message.
Yeah.
So it was fresh on my mind, of course, but it was fresh on my mind because it was Good Friday and all that too. But I tell you what, it was a fantastic weekend.
Good.
Fantastic Sunday to celebrate with those folks at First Baptist Artesia. That church, they're such a gracious, gracious, loving people. So receptive to, they don't have a pastor right now, so some of us from the Baptist Convention have been going down on a regular basis and filling the pulpit for them. And they are just so receptive and thankful and all of that, and gracious that they allow us to do that and invited us to do that. And
it can be a tough time for a church when they don't have a leader, when they don't have a pastor.
Yeah.
I grew up in an Assemblies of God church, and I can remember we went through quite a few pastors. Excuse me. And I remember whatever reasons it was, sometimes it was because the pastor just wanted to step down, or he wanted to move his family away. Sometimes it was something very negative and it really hurt the church.
Yeah.
But I just remember we would have pastors come in from other Assemblies of God and fill in until we found somebody. And it was a tough transition for a lot of members of the church.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be, especially if the search for the new pastor takes a little longer than what the congregation feels like it should take.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I always try to tell the churches when they're looking for a pastor or a worship pastor, a youth pastor, whatever position they're trying to fill, is to remember that our timing, it may not have anything, it may not coincide at all with what God's timing is. And it's often a lesson in waiting on God's timing for the right person for that that staff position, whatever it happens to be that church needs to have fulfilled. And I served on a church one time that we lost our pastor, and it took 2.5 years to get a senior pastor. And thankfully, we had a full staff. So the only staff position that was missing was the senior pastor. So we had, you know, the small groups guy and me, the youth guy and the worship guy, and we even had, that church has a counseling center, and so the staff counselor, we always used to tease, but he's our staff counselor. He's on staff as a counselor, but really he counsels the staff is really why he's here. But so we had four of us, and so we had like a preaching rotation set up, and so we were able to do that. I mean, we had our regular duties, and so we just kind of had to step it up, and that was an extraordinary long time. It normally doesn't take that long, but we wanted to make sure we did it right, and we were waiting on the Lord and all that stuff. And that's just how it worked out for us.
Yeah,
at that
2.5 years. I would almost think I was the Israelites in the desert for 40 years.
Yeah,
are we doing something wrong?
Right.
Is it us?
Right.
Or that would be tough.
Yeah, and part of it was we were in the middle of reworking our constitution when the pastor left.
Yeah,
and so because the constitution was super old, and so we, as church leadership, we decided we need to work on that a little bit, and the pastor helped kind of get the ball rolling. And then he moved on somewhere else. Well, we decided as church leadership, that's not fair to the new pastor to put that on hold, bring the new pastor in and say, congratulations, your first thing out of the gate is you got to help us fix our constitution.
Yeah.
So we decided, let's finish the constitution, because that will also help kind of establish our identity that we feel like God is wanting us to be, and will kind of lead us to the kind of pastor that we wanted or needed for to be our next senior pastor. So that's part of the reason, a good part of the reason that it took 2.5 years to do that. Because we did all that first, and then we started the search. The actual search probably was only about 9 months to a year, something like that. So,
well, I'm glad you're here with us.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We look forward to it every Friday.
Well, I appreciate that.
585 Live, if you'd like to be a part of the show with us, or you can call us, 338-3700. How's traffic, Steve?
Traffic!
Doing an update.
Oh, well, taking a look at the roads. The left lane is blocked. I-25 north at Avenida Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. There's also an accident, I-40 east at 6th Street, that is jamming everything up there. It's off to the right, but it's still making everything go a little slowly in that area. Also, if my map would actually work, I could tell you about what's happening right at Jefferson and Paseo, but it just looks bad and it's not telling me what's going on. Yeah, this is not working for me. Hate you. Refresh.
Traffic!
There's an accident in Jefferson at Paseo del Norte, right there at Masthead, that is slowing everything down there too. Now I'm going to go lie down.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
What are you planning to do to celebrate Earth Day?
I'm going to thank the Earth for being under me.
I will try to kill less animals for one day.
I'm going to move there to Earth. Oh, I thought you meant Mars.
Earth Day is tomorrow, guys.
Really?
Yeah. Earth Day. You celebrating?
Yes. by living on the Earth.
Breathing in.
And breathing in
Mother Nature's oxygen.
Standing on terra firma.
Beautiful.
I will be here taking in the pleasures of this earth and all its glory.
And all the splendor for which it is sharing us with.
Some good old oxygen. The very carbon monoxide that's killing us slowly.
Okay. All right. The very first Earth Day happened in 1970.
And the pollution.
And about 20 million people participated.
20 million?
20 million. Today, more than 1 billion people throughout the world get involved every year.
I'm going to plant a tree.
What? I thought that was Arbor Day.
That's the wrong one. You're right.
Or it's never mind. Appleseed Day.
I'm going to cut down a tree.
I'm going to cut down a tree in preparation for Arbor Day.
Yep.
I got to clear some space so I can put a new tree.
I love
it. So what kind of celebrations do we do on Earth Day?
Let's see if it says here.
Pat Earth on the back. Give it a big hug.
Right, yeah. It was started by a senator from Wisconsin named Gaylord Nelson. Who eventually won the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award in 1995 in recognition of his work.
So proud of you.
The most common way people celebrate Earth Day is by recycling.
Oh, well, I do that every day.
Followed by planting a tree and cleaning up a local park.
Oh.
How come kids don't have cool names from back in the day?
Gaylord.
Yes.
And our new classmate, Gaylord Nelson, from Connecticut.
He will someday go on to invent Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Because you will all pick on him.
Yes. He will be known as what will be in the future called Nerd. Gaylord Nelson, we call him the Nerd.
But
he's the original Nerd.
This is why we gotta name our kids Freaky Things, man, because he went on to like start Earth Day and do big things.
Yeah. Yes.
Probably because he hated humans but wanted the Earth to live because that's who cared and nurtured him.
Yes.
Mother Earth.
I wonder if he could be considered the original hugger of trees.
Yeah. Nobody really.
Gaylord, let go of that tree! Leave it alone! You're in its personal space.
Oh,
bubble!
Oh, man. Oh, man. Nobody really knows why it's held on April 22nd, but some theories are that
That's
it was chosen
birthday.
So
That's
that more students would be able to participate because it fell between spring break and final exams. And because it's close to Arbor Day, which is about planting and taking care of trees.
Oh, there you go.
It has its own flag that features a blue background and a picture of the Earth taken from the Apollo 17 spacecraft on its way to the moon.
Apollo 17?
Yep.
Oh, they don't have the Apollo 8 Earthrise from the when they were orbiting the moon? That'd be a better picture.
That would be a better picture, right? Yeah. There it is right there.
Oh, there it is right there. Apollo 17.
Earth Day. There you go. Some facts about Earth Day. So, I guess recycling. My wife, I have to give another shout out.
Every time you guys come over.
Yep.
Maybe that's why you guys don't come over anymore.
My wife constantly. You guys have a recycle?
You know,
no,
what's funny
Leslie,
is
we don't.
If there were people from the Babs building standing in this room right now, they would give me a hard time about recycling.
Really?
After we have a big meeting, I go through the building and I pull all the plastic water bottles out
Look
of the trash
you.
Can. Like I have two recycling bins in my office, one for paper, one for other stuff, plastic. And
not all of us used to work for big corporate radio and make stupid amounts of money, so I only have one garbage, not two, okay? Can't afford two shiny metal trash cans.
You mean like outside?
No, I mean inside.
Yeah.
We have one regular size garbage can inside, and then next to it, we have this probably $2 foldy box thing that has a giant black trash bag in it.
And your dog doesn't eat that?
Well, no, because the recycle stuff, if it's food related, you have to rinse it out.
Right.
And water bottles and empty milk cartons and things. Yeah, we have the same thing, Dex. We have two different, one for refuse.
Yes.
The trash, the refuse.
Yes.
And the other for the recycling. And it's just it's a old plastic trash can where the lid got broken. And so I just took the lid off and it sits right next to the other trash can.
Here's what's cool about recycling. If you have a large family and you don't recycle, you probably fill up your garbage can outside.
Yeah, that's true.
And once we started recycling, we never
filled
that thing up. I might have two bags.
Mine
maybe
was overflowing
maybe three.
Today.
Just depends.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I'm a family of six people live in my house. Yeah.
Today's like the roulette day where I put it on the curb and was like, please accept my trash today. Because half the time,
if
a garbage dude just like he'll leave it and then he puts a sticker that it's like, it's not cool to overfill it. And I'm like, well, now it's definitely going
to
be overfull because you didn't take my trash.
That used to be
me. Two whole weeks of refuse.
Oh, gosh.
Take it away,
Don't
Gaylord.
Get me started.
Pick up my refuse.
Don't get me started, garbage man.
That used to be me. I used to drive me nuts because it was like, it's kind of, it's not shut all the way, but I mean, you can still see a little bit of
Do
garbage
you know,
bag.
The whole recycling thing, I'm going to poke fun at myself again. I spent 3 weeks at youth camp, two weeks at a camp down in the southern part of the state and one week up here, kind of closer to Albuquerque. And if I take plastic water bottles, or if anybody, you know, the band brings their own water or whatever, because I can't afford to buy them water, but right, they bring right, their own, I collect all those water bottles and put them in the empty T-shirt boxes that once we've given out all the camp T-shirts, and fill those empty boxes with the water bottles. And then I bring those back to Albuquerque to recycle, and I break down the boxes.
Wow.
I know, isn't that terrible?
Appreciate you.
I am
channeling Gaylord Nelson. Yeah.
Do you get residuals from The Simpsons? Because I just realized you're Ned Flanders.
You're Ned Flanders.
I totally should get. Yes.
You seriously need to. Did you go to Highland High School? Like, do you know?
No.
Okay.
Beavis
and Butthead. Never mind.
That's right. I was going to say,
Matt Groening was a good friend
who graduated from Highland High School.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Judge. He was the creator of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I remember that.
And King of the Hill.
King of the Hill, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry. Wrong dude.
Bobby, I done told you not to do that ever again. Tom Landry is still the only coach the Cowboys have ever had.
I'm a fan. It just reminds me of Lubbock. It reminds me of being a little kid.
Yeah.
Because everyone talked like that.
And they like the Cowboys.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Dude. So tomorrow for Earth Day, maybe start recycling. Maybe plant a tree. Maybe hug a tree. I don't know.
Dude, well, let's not get carried away.
Okay.
In California, they get three bins.
Three bins?
Yeah,
by
the way, shout out to California. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
They said they get a recycle bin, a garden recycle bin, and a trash.
Wow.
Honestly, I think, and I don't know this for sure, but if you call the city, they will bring you another one if you ask for it.
You're like, look, I got
to. I think you have to pay.
Party of
you
five.
Have to pay for
it a little bit.
Yeah.
Part of your, because that's all included, like in the sewer and the water and all that.
Yeah.
And I think you can get an additional trash bin, but you have to pay a little bit for it.
Yeah.
So, makes sense. I just throw my trash in my neighbor's bin.
You know what?
Dude,
I used to do
not
that.
Not going
to
lie.
Just recycle, guys.
Well, yeah, because that's what you do, because especially if you have to be at work at like 4:30 in the morning, because no one else is out there. But there are times, and there have been multiple times where like, I walk across the street and I open it, I'm like, oh no. Okay. And then you got to go to a place where they don't have a lot of trash, because you can't fill theirs up.
Yeah.
It's got to be inconspicuous.
And you have to make sure they don't have security cameras and they can't see you.
Yeah, but do they care that much?
Maybe not.
Sure. Like, I feel like if my trash is light, hey neighbor, you know, go right on ahead.
During the holidays, if all of our kids are in town at the same time and they're hanging out over at our house, we would generate more trash, of course, with that many people. And I will take it and put it in the back of my wife's pickup truck and drive it to the Babbitt Building and use the big outside dumpster that we have at the Babbitt Building to do that sometimes, because I don't want my lid to overflow.
That's right.
I don't want the dumpster dude to leave me a nasty sticky note on my dumpster.
Right.
Yeah, I've gotten a few of those.
Which, that paper's recyclable.
Is it really? That's good.
On the note that he leaves it on you.
Funny, I've never even got a note from the garbage guy.
I mean, either.
They don't take my trash.
I always get the sticker.
In fact, he leaves cookies on my front door because he's so thankful for the way that I do my trash bins.
Oh, man.
No, not the case. Somebody chimed in and said, Dex lost me when he started a sentence with, here's what's cool about recycling.
Oh, man. Yeah, that came out of my mouth.
Oh, man. Sure. Our boy Thieves chimed in and said, three bins. When I visit New Mexico, it hurts me, especially when Bill doesn't recycle. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I don't either.
Yeah.
I guess I could try.
Yeah.
You should.
I mean.
Hey, Thieves.
It'll help.
You know, Christmas time, big cardboard boxes and stuff like that. Like, those go in the blue one, the recycle one.
Right.
You know, like, that's cool, but I don't know.
I used to be just like you. I used to make fun of Leslie, and now I think it's such a great idea. Not just for the earth.
No, I get that.
But it helps.
Growing up, me and my buddy Derek Mitchell, who we've had on the show before, down in Las Cruces, shout out. His parents were all about recycling. And like we would, and it was like, if you help out, you'll get some of the money. And so we would recycle cans, and they used to, like, up near Four Hills, there was like the giant station where you could take it to the back of like the big truck, and they'll, you know, they weigh it and they pay you out for it. And man, we would like,
you can make some cash.
Put rocks in the cans and like before we crush them down and make them heavier. And so we went, and it was like after months of recycling, we had all these trash bags full, and I think we got like $13.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It was just like,
because it was like $0.04 a pound or something like that, or something
ridiculous.
Some ridiculous.
You know, state by state, it's different. I'll never recycle again. Yeah. That's when I became a supervillain.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's my origin story. Yep.
It's funny because I remember doing that.
It is anti-recycling, man.
Yes. Somebody said this brings up a great question. Is it rude to throw trash in someone else's trash can? This is my dude. Yeah, welcome to my life.
That is a good question.
I'm constantly. It seems like every week because we got three kids, man, and yeah. they're just little. Ugh.
Now this is what I think. I think if I found out my neighbor was putting garbage in mine. I wouldn't care.
I wouldn't either.
I really wouldn't. If I have room, then sure, go ahead. But
as long as I have room.
You know that there are people out there that are just weird about things like that.
Yeah.
I seriously wait until like 3 a.m. before I'm getting, like, trash day is today. So it was today. So this morning at like 4 o'clock, I had a couple around the side of the house and it was like, all right, I gotta go scope the scene. So I will walk up the street, just nothing weird here, just taking a walk at 3 o'clock in the morning,
two bags of trash.
In everybody's. No, I don't take the trash the first time.
Oh, you go scout.
You gotta
first.
Scout. Yeah, you gotta go scope it because you want to lift the lid and you look and it's like, okay, that one could probably take one.
Oh
and then
my
you
look,
nope, that one's full. So you gotta find them first and then you go back and then inconspicuously walk up the street with the trash so that you can make a quick release and getaway, you know?
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thrown garbage into the recycle because it wouldn't fit?
No.
You haven't done that.
No, dude. I've
done that.
You.
Back in the day.
Are way worse. That is way worse.
I know. I should go to jail.
You should go to jail. Yeah. It clearly states that it's only for one purpose.
I know. Jay Lord Nelson is greatly disappointed in you.
He's rolling over in his biodegradable urn.
Oh, thank you for holding that.
Somebody said, you guys are the neighbor I hate. My neighbor stuffed a bunch of crap in my bin. I took it out, put it in their front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
They said, if you would have asked me or put it just a little, it'd be cool. But no. You get your trash out of here. No way.
Now, see, I think, okay, now, that I think that's, I don't know about putting it back in their front yard, but there is something about courtesy asking your neighbor, if mine's full, do you have some room in yours? Do you mind if I put mine in there? I mean, because,
I get that.
You have little conversations with your neighbors. You try to get to know your neighbors a little bit, and that's fine. And if I found out they were putting it in mine, as long as I had plenty of room for my trash, I wouldn't care.
That's my question for this guy is if it's on trash night and you have already taken your trash out and you have room in yours, why would it be a big deal?
Yeah.
That's my question to the person who just texted in. Why is it a big deal that he put his trash
in? Well, maybe
trash
they have more trash in the morning. They want to take the last piece out.
That could be.
And all of a sudden it's like, what? Yeah. This can't be. It was only half full last night.
Or if that person, the neighbor, is constantly putting stuff in their dumpster all the time and filling their dumpster, their personal dumpster.
See, here's what somebody else said, though. But what if somebody was throwing away something illegal, like, say, oil or paint, and you didn't know into your trash receptacle?
Oh, we don't care about that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what? Who cares?
That's going to the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
That adds a different dimension to the question, for sure.
Yep.
I'd be upset about that. Do they inspect that? Do they know? If they, when they dump it and they go and dump it at the,
I think somebody told me they do.
Oh.
I think.
I don't know
how it works.
Waste management engineers.
Yeah, they know what's up.
They have degrees.
Yeah.
What a terrible job that would be to sift through all that.
Yeah.
Dude, somebody said one time we found a full backpack in our trash can full of personal items. Didn't know what to do.
Oh, wow.
That is weird.
Wow. That is
what if somebody
weird.
Was living in their trash receptacle? They left their...
And what? And is that like a revenge story? Somebody stole somebody's backpack and dumped it in your dumpster?
Right. And then somebody said, dude, first world problems. I don't want to share my trash can with others.
Yeah.
Get your own trash can.
Get your own stinking trash can.
So true,
that
man.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, man.
That just seems
this
like...
This is America.
It just seems stupid to me.
Yeah.
If you have room, go ahead, man. Yeah, you can.
It's all going to the same place.
Yeah. Man, somebody said in Washington, you have to clean out all your recyclable bins, separate glass from paper, from plastic. It's pretty intense out there. That would be,
That'd drive me. I would be less inclined to do that if I had to separate it all.
By the way, somebody is telling us that it is actually illegal to throw trash in somebody else's trash bin.
Is it really?
That's what they're saying.
Is that from the city or just somebody who...
Yeah, I don't know. That's just somebody saying that's what they've heard.
Get Albuquerque. Call 411. Let's get this.
Isn't it 311?
311, sorry.
We should call them. Coming back, we'll find out.
Hey, why don't we just call 242 Cops,
no,
Steve?
I mean,
they're like our friends.
However, we did get a shout-out from APD on their Facebook.
Yeah, so, really?
Yep, because we totally called 242 Cops to thank them, and apparently that's not the best use of the service.
Yeah. Is that what they said?
Yeah, they want to remind people
please.
I heard on National Dispatcher Day.
Yeah.
When you called that.
Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah, they responded on their Facebook page. So they even made a YouTube video for us.
They did.
Not
we
kidding.
We made APD's YouTube video.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Star 88 FM. You could go there on our Facebook page and see it because I posted the video.
Well,
it was
now you
pretty
don't
interesting.
Wanna, you don't want to speed for
the
sure.
The mug shots they used. I mean, the photos they used of us were amazing. No joke.
What's
go
the craziest thing you found in your garbage?
Okay, that's not the question of the day.
When we come back, Facebook babysitters. Do they exist? What is a Facebook babysitter? I don't know. It might not be anything. That might just be the title of the letter we'll do when we come back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Authorities in Paris now say it appears a gunman who killed one police officer and severely wounded two others before being shot and killed was alone when he opened fire.
Federal judge in Orlando set a trial date of March 1st for Noor Salman, who was accused of helping her husband Omar Mateen and obstructing justice. Mateen shot and killed 49 people at Pulse, and prosecutors have said his wife knew more about his plans than she let on. The judge will send jury summonses in September to as many as 1,000 potential jurors who would hear the evidence in a trial that could last about a month.
Police in Seattle say two officers have been shot responding to a robbery.
Tiger Woods just confirming more back surgery. 2 days after he said his back was progressing, Woods might now go another full year without playing a major. His most recent competition was in early February, where he shot 77.
Strong new warnings about the dangers of products containing powerful painkillers, such as codeine, for children.
If New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio gets his way, maintaining a smoking habit in his city will be the costliest in the country. $13 a pack. New York, a pack-a-day smoker would shell out some $4,700 a year.
$13 a pack? I hope that happens. Will people quit smoking at $13 a pack? Because what are they now, like $6, $7?
I don't think so, because somebody chimed in earlier when we talked about this and said in Canada, when they were a kid, long ago, I think they had a family member that smoked. It was $11 a pack to try and curb it.
Yeah.
And it didn't curb smoking.
Oh,
but I don't see many people smoking these days.
I know,
last
right?
week I saw somebody like walk out of a business and sit down on the curb and pull out their smokes. And I was like,
yeah,
weird.
You don't see it very often anymore.
They do exist.
Yep. Yeah.
It is 8:36. High today of 73 degrees.
Traffic. It's bad. Oh, the humanity. I-40 East at 6th Street. There is an accident. It's off to the right, but it is on I-40 East, so it's slowing everything down. Speaking of slowing everything down, I-25 traveling north is really slow. We're talking parking lot. I-25 north at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. There is an accident. The left lane is completely blocked, and so because of that, it is slow going in that area. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Giraffe!
No!
Watch!
No!
It's a giraffe!
Here we are, Animal Adventure Park. Let's check in on April the Giraffe and her husband, Oliver. They both look beautiful today. The calf isn't... I saw the calf earlier this morning in the pen, but for some reason, I don't know if they let the calf go outside or if their vets are checking. I don't know what they do with the calf during the day, but right now, it's just April alone with Oliver in the pens, and here's a little update for you. Do you remember the hilarious viral video of the pregnant lady that was wearing the giraffe head? Did you ever see this?
Oh, yeah.
No, I did not.
So there was, let's see if it's on here.
I like it already.
There was a mom that was making fun of everybody for watching April. And so she's pregnant, so she put on a horse head. Here she is right here in the hospital about ready to give birth. She's got her giraffe head on.
But I can't believe
she set
that.
Up a webcam in her room, and she would be walking around her room with that giraffe mask on. And people loved it. And so I believe yesterday she finally got to meet April the giraffe, because she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. And so when she gave birth, she's like, I got to take my baby to meet April.
Yeah.
So she did. She got to meet April for the very first time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So there's
man,
there's
what did
some
we do
news.
For entertainment before YouTube, before the internet? We
I don't know.
Had to go outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We led a
kick rocks
boring existence.
No. The internet is so fun. So much
greatness on there.
Have adventures outside.
Yeah.
Play cops and robbers.
Yep, yep. By the way, the mom, she named her baby Porter, and a lot of people are wanting April the giraffe to name her baby Porter.
Porter, oh, man. Oh.
Yes.
And have a connection.
I don't know if
there.
April's going to go for
here's,
it, though,
here's a question. A member of the Starmie has a very serious question. Maybe this is a pastoral question for Sam. Because they said, Dex keeps saying husband Oliver, but do we know if the giraffes, in fact, actually got married, or did they have this child out of wedlock? If so, can we really be honoring and watching this
Should
life?
Should we be celebrating?
Should we be celebrating this birth?
Can you block that person? If you could just block them on their live line, I'd appreciate that.
It's true, man.
They do.
I cannot confirm nor deny whether
question.
Oliver and April are
Come
in
on,
fact
guys.
Married. If you look at their pin, like they're separate, right? Yeah. They don't even share a pin, so maybe they were just neighbors.
Maybe. Maybe.
We have been celebrating the wrong thing.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, that's it for me. I'll see you guys later.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It's been great. So many things going on in my head.
I know.
I had a microphone in front of my face. Woo! I'm not going to say any of them.
Yeah. Right. Enough of April the giraffe.
We just got a baby.
Do we have more? Do we have more?
Apparently Albuquerque is getting a baby giraffe.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait.
What about the baby giraffe that Albuquerque is getting? Somebody just said. To which I say, what?
What?
Give us some more details on that, please.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hold on. There's this magical invention. Albuquerque getting. I'm Googling it.
Oh. Okay.
He's got the Google machine over there.
You got the Googler over there. I forgot about that.
You want to get to that letter?
But we have giraffes. I haven't been to the zoo in years. So we
do have giraffes.
We have giraffes? Okay.
Yes. And they're really pretty cool. Mm. Yeah.
So
they're right up kind of. They're kind of by the bench hill. If you're looking straight at the bench hill, the giraffe display is kind of to the left and behind the bench hill.
My favorite.
At least that's where they were last time I was there.
I could sit down and watch the gorillas for hours.
Oh, they're hilarious.
You would.
I honestly want to take a folding chair and just sit down and have my family go and just watch
Dude,
the gorillas.
Polar bears or the lion?
The polar bears
day.
Are great.
But the polar bears, they just kind of you feel sad for them because all they do is just walk in a circle.
What do the monkeys
entire day.
Do?
They throw poop at each other and slap
so
each other
stupid.
On their butts.
No
it's
wonder.
Hilarious.
You are so dumb. I don't believe. I mean, I feel like maybe you should go hang out with some scientists because right now there's this theory going around that they could probably use you for.
Okay, well, all right. Yeah.
I like the seals. Right.
I like the seals too.
Are we getting penguins?
Are we?
I heard the Albuquerque Zoo is getting penguins. I thought I saw that on the news.
Penguin.
Yeah, penguin.
You don't say penguin?
Penguins.
Penguin. It's a penguin.
Yeah, I say penguins.
It's a penguin.
Penguin?
See, thank you, Sam. You say it like me, and I always
no,
get made
man.
Fun of.
Hey, hold on. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Where do I have
Are
one?
You going to write
it's
down a
2017.
Word?
2017.
Okay, and there's not
a
pin.
I don't have one. Does anybody have... I'm trying to write something. Here. Does anybody have... What is that? Is it a peen?
It's a pin.
It's a pin. That's right. That's what I
penguin,
thought.
Penguin, man.
Oh, so you're saying a penguin.
Penguin. Penguin.
I know.
P-E-N.
I've always said penguin.
Penguin.
But,
penguin.
But isn't there a G afterwards?
Yeah.
Penguin. Yeah.
Ping?
Thank you, Sam. Yeah,
no, that's like a ball.
No,
that's not
ping.
How you spell it. Ping pong, but that's with an I. Penguin.
But I'm not saying penguin. I'm saying penguin.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw some. Can I have that pin?
Yeah, you
want to
throw it at me?
Can I have that peen?
Oh, man. Did you find anything on the baby giraffe?
Oh, man. Nothing.
Okay, all right.
Nope. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Thank you for writing it. Dex and Steve-O.
Yep.
And Sam Swan. I'll write that in there for you, buddy.
Thanks.
I have noticed a trend among my friends on Facebook, and it really scares me. I saw one of my friends post this the other day on Facebook. Hey, can anyone watch my kids Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m.?
Weird.
I have some things to do and need a babysitter. Let me know. I would never post on Facebook soliciting for a babysitter. Are you kidding me? Would you? I'm not sure what this person was thinking. How can someone be so naive? Facebook babysitters.
Well, it does raise a couple of security issues.
Yeah.
Where you say, I'm not going to be home. My child will be at home
Dude,
with a stranger.
Dude, I thought of that too.
And so that could That's the first red flag I would have.
Mm-hmm. Of many.
Yes. There's a room of red flags. In fact, it should be Red Flag Day.
It should be.
Red Flag Day, yes.
In honor of Thank you, Gaylord. And Gaylord Nelson.
And Facebook babysitters.
By the way, that guy founded Earth Day if you're just joining us.
Yeah. Real person, Gaylord.
Sit on the babies.
Yeah. Well, when you say it like that, Dex.
Gaylord Nelson. This is, I've seen this before. I've seen this before, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I've also seen women post, hey, I'm at so-and-so. Who wants to come out and hang?
Right.
What do you mean? Yeah. You tagged your location? What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Do they not understand that they could, somebody could see that and bad things could happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what if you're on vacation? You're at Disneyland and you want everybody to see all your fun stories. Yeah. And so, like, you know, I'm that guy. I'm totally like, Brody just met Mickey. Look at this, guys. I am 13 hours from my house.
Yeah, that's different. Right. That's different.
How's that different?
It's different because you are at Disneyland. You're at a populated place.
How is that different? Well, because the argument
your home is vulnerable.
What I'm saying is that there's a single woman who is with nobody else who is saying, I'm at this location and I just pinged my location.
Right.
And I'm asking whoever wants to come and hang out, come and hang out.
We see that side, but we also see the side that Steve-O's, the point he's making, which is a similar but not the same point, but a similar point, in that he's out of town.
You're a counselor.
And he's posting.
I see what you were saying.
Oh,
I see what
you're house,
trying to
you
understand
the
from this perspective.
Sorry, he's out of town. Yeah. So that's all he's saying. Yeah.
I was thinking that, people are going to show up at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're going to show up at Disneyland and kidnap Steve-O?
I'm saying you're still showing people you're not home.
He makes so much noise that security would come so quickly.
Help! I'm being attacked! Help!
God,
I was thinking that doesn't make any sense at all.
Dex,
what do you mean?
Welcome. Oh,
yeah.
Come back.
Okay. I'm
back?
Here. I'm here.
You're
I got you. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, good point.
It's both sides.
Right.
But, yeah, especially dangerous for a young woman by herself to be putting that kind of information out there.
But what if you're Facebook friends with a select few? What if you don't?
If you have a very small.
Yeah, it's just family and friends. Is that dangerous, really, if you're just telling them and you're a private account?
Here's the thing. I'm obviously their friend. They don't know me.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So if it's just close friends and their family.
Right. So you saw this.
People don't do that.
I do think it depends. I know people who would hire a babysitter off Craigslist just so they could get away and get out for date night because that's priority and all that. On the flip side, for the longest time, my wife, if it wasn't her parents specifically, like no joke, like my mom, not even allowed, like seriously, we weren't doing anything and we're just with the kiddos. Yeah. Like seriously, that's the way it was for the longest time. It's totally different now.
And I see, if they post it, because I've seen things on Facebook where they'll say, hey, I need a good recommendation for a mechanic or I need, those kind of questions.
I think that's
and
fine.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
And then, so maybe along the lines, they're just thinking, I'm going to put it out there. And then they're not necessarily thinking whoever's the first respond gets to watch my kid.
Yeah.
Somebody responds and it's a very close friend. Yeah. Like if I posted something like that and Steve-O hit me back and said, hey, I'm not doing anything. I can watch your kids for you. Then I would text Steve-O and say, perfect, I'm leaving at 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
But my first concern is that you have just put out there for the world to see that you are not going to be home and that your kid is going to be home with possibly a teenage girl who's not going to be who's going to be great to watch the child, but not a great defender if somebody wanted to try to take advantage of something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to be so careful.
So I just think I would advise against that kind of a, not that people's asking my opinion, but I'm giving it because I have a microphone. Yeah. So I just think that's not a very wise thing to do.
Stick with your phone and go through your contacts and start texting people.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a direct message.
Yeah.
You know, like a Facebook Messenger message. That's private. So you could do that.
Them,
kind of create a small group. of people that you know who might be available, you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different way of doing it than putting it on your timeline. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Steve-O. I saw your hand.
Like I
have control. I see that hand.
Thank you. On the flip side, I mean, when people go out on dates or go out, they're posting pictures all the time of where they are. So does it really matter that you're on social media saying, hey, I'm going to be gone at this time? Because chances are, even if you don't post that you're going to be gone at that time, you're posting a photo from, dude, we're at this movie or we're out at this restaurant. Check out this food. We are not home. So you're already
kind of
doing that. This culture is
that goes
like,
back and forth. You're right.
Because
I do that same
what's
thing.
What's the purpose of social media if you're not bragging about what you're doing in
that
moment?
That's exactly what it's for. Yeah. Yes.
And I think
going to the movies with this sweet young thing.
Yeah.
This is something.
My wife, by the way, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah.
You have to be careful. Don't tag your home address. Like, don't put your location out where you live.
Dude, I remember one time I had to like hit up Matt because Waverly was in town and they were staying at our house for a few days and he totally had his location marker on and posted my house a few times.
Oh, wow.
And I the first time I was like, no, maybe he, and I checked and sure enough, it was like, so I called him. I'm like, Matt, you keep posting our address, man. Take those down. And it was, and he wasn't thinking about it because you just always have your location on, whatever. But dude, it's, I mean, it can
be a dangerous
thing.
One thing I have done, though, on all those photos and Instagram stuff, I have, my location stuff is not on for that. So if I post underneath, it's not going to say where I am.
Yeah.
Even though I may say that in my post, but I don't want to have to remember to turn that on and off.
Yeah.
So I just turn it off in case those times I want to post something where they don't know where I am.
We got a letter titled Facebook Babysitters. Just real quick, this person has noticed this trend on Facebook. Somebody the other day posted, hey, can anyone watch my kids Saturday from 3 to 7? I have some things to do and need a babysitter. Let me know. I would never post on Facebook soliciting for a babysitter. Are you kidding me? Would you guys? I'm not sure what this person was thinking. How can someone be so naive? 585 Live if you want to text in, or you can call us at 338-3700.
Phone lines are open, and of course the live line. Somebody said, give this parent some credit. It's not like they're not going to have discernment when choosing a babysitter. Just because they put it out there for the world doesn't mean that they're going to go with anyone. On the flip side, somebody else just chimed and said, I actually usually just ask the homeless dude down the road to watch my kids. I don't even have to pay him. I just give him free range of the fridge and shower. Boom! Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Good morning.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what?
Hey, it's Travis down here in Cruces.
Hey, Travis.
Yeah, Steve-O, quit messing with my Alexa.
Alexa! I'm just kidding.
she just lit up.
Hey, I work in law enforcement for the federal government, and we actually had to go through a whole training just on social media because of all the pitfalls that you can get yourself into, like putting your home address or where you're going to be or things like that, and it was a whole day's worth of training just so that we don't do something stupid and get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, good call. Yeah, people, and like in the letter, you know, how can someone be so naive? And that's really what it boils down to. A lot of people are just naive when it comes to Facebook or any of the other social networks. They don't realize.
Or they're trusting.
They're very trusting.
Because I don't know if it's naivety because I'm part of a group like, what is that app called? Nextdoor, right? And you get, and we have neighbors who I've never met all the time where people are asking for babysitters through that app.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey,
you
guys,
can have your location on
I live on this street.
Right.
And, does anybody, you know, you guys know any good babysitters or, you know, and I mean, granted, we're all neighbors, but I don't know a lot of my neighbors.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust like a random neighbor.
That one even gives you a little icon over like where your house is. So everybody knows exactly where you're at.
Exactly.
But you can shut that off on that app as well. You know, because I had that issue too. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody can see where I live, and then I figured out, oh, I can turn that off.
Who cares? I don't care.
Yeah, but still, you know,
I'm like, this is my address. Just posted on Facebook,
publishing my address, and then I realized nobody knows who I am.
But
so it doesn't matter.
Here's my question: do criminals target apps like that? Do they go on purposely to try to find people that are posting, and then they're going to be away from home?
Who knows?
Well, if they didn't, they do now.
I think it all depends on whether you have your privacy settings set right, which is a big thing. If you make a public post and anyone can see it, and a couple of good friends of ours they had their house broken into on vacation, and when it came down to it, they figured out that somebody was on Facebook that was an acquaintance and knew they were going to be gone and told some of their friends and just kind of passed it on like a game of telephone, and their house got broken into.
Wow.
So, yep. I mean, it's all about just managing your privacy and being careful.
Yep,
man. Thank you so much. Thanks, Travis.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
Yeah, that is kind of... But see, yeah. Then, you know, in the old days when you used to just have conversation, you didn't post stuff, that could have still sort of happened.
Absolutely.
Because I tell Dex, and Dex tells his criminal friends, and his criminal friends.
He has a lot of criminal friends.
So many criminal friends.
I wish you would leave that gang.
Yeah.
Somebody said, is it wrong to post on Facebook that my safe door is broken currently? Stuck wide open, can't get it fixed, so my stacks of cash and jewelry are just out and about.
No, I think that's fine.
Yeah,
totally as long as you don't put your location services, just take a picture of it and post it. You're fine.
Somebody said I'm on a Facebook group for Kirtland Air Force Base, like all of Kirtland Air Force Base, and there are always posts for people asking for babysitters.
See,
I've never
I'm not on Facebook that much, so I guess I can't say I've never seen that because I don't really see much on Facebook.
And again, just a reminder: if you do that, you have to take the next steps of the interview process, background checks,
so much work.
All
I'll just stay home.
Yeah,
seriously.
Well,
I know. I'd rather just stay home at that point.
Yeah.
Because you have to. You really have to look into, if you don't know that person very well and they say, I'm a babysitter.
With Netflix, why would you ever leave the house ever again?
I don't leave the house.
This is why you're a pastor. Yeah. You just say all the truthies.
Well, you know.
You know?
That's how I roll.
Do you hear Hulu is doing like a whole new revamp thing? And man, they're gonna make their website even better.
Really?
They sent me a video yesterday. They're like, Dex, you are in for it this month because we are revamping the entire
look.
I can't wait to see. Said to myself, Dex,
we have Hulu and
I love to stream, and I'm never leaving my house again.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
You are
Where
that
am I
person.
Right now? Where am I?
Did you see that Netflix had trolled Hulu this week?
No.
Speaking of, those dudes. They're like rival gangs.
Yeah.
They had this thing that says, it said, streaming only on Hulu, not on Netflix. And it was like a video of what's coming on Hulu.
Oh.
And Netflix straight up tweeted them back and said, welcome to your tape. And then they posted the actual original, like they just started like trolling.
Yeah. They're in a little fight.
It's
Twitter
Welcome
Wars.
To Your Tape is a reference to 13 Reasons Why. It's a recent Netflix original series.
Oh, yeah.
The Welcome to Your Tape line is a reference to the lead character of the series having left behind these cassette tapes. So, anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
hilarious.
Yep.
Speaking of Netflix, when is
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things
October.
Coming back?
October.
I can't wait, dude.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, I know we're going to sign off for a break, right? That's what the music is
for. That's what the music means.
I want to give a shout out to Emily. She's a college kid, so she doesn't get up real early, but she texted me and said, look, Dad, I'm up to hear you on the radio.
Yeah!
So, hey, Emily.
Yeah, Emily.
But I don't know if she's home or not, so don't go steal stuff from her house.
585 Live if you want to text in. Thank you for the letter. We'll be right back.
New York, like a Christmas tree, enough to pursue.
Toby Mac, Love Broke Through. It's
no
starting. 9:04, good morning.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic! I-40 East at 6th Street, that's exit 158. There is an accident. The right lane is blocked. Again, that is I-40 East, right at 6th Street, so it is slowing things down. It looks like the accident on I-25 heading northbound has cleared out. It's still a little congested dealing with that, but other than that, the roads are looking good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
The morning invasion is invading Phoenix. June 11th, University of Phoenix Stadium, Harvest America. Music from Trip Lee, Phil Wickham, Need to Breathe, and a special guest, of course, Greg Laurie, going to be throwing down an amazing service on June 11th. HarvestAmerica.com. We're going to be out there. We'd love for you to join us.
I'm really looking forward to Need to Breathe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good band. I like those guys.
Yeah.
585 Live if you want to text into the show, or you can call us at 338-3700. By the way, you have to put 505 in, and some of you have to. 505-585-LIVE.
See, and I would say everybody has to, because on my phone, every time I text anybody, you have to put in
that's what I thought, too.
The 10-digit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you're not...
I'm sorry we don't mention that enough, but...
505. I'll change the verbiage, because I say the live line a lot.
505-585-5483. There you go. But we love your texting, your text messages. That's like the heartbeat of the show, man. You guys being involved. And
I don't have to put in 505.
You don't? Yeah.
What carrier you got? Carrier.
I don't want to say for personal security reasons.
See, okay. That was a test. I was testing you to see what you would do.
Verizon.
Oh!
Or is it Verizon? I'm dubbing that. I can't. I think I have Verizon is my carrier.
Do you see? Never mind. I can't talk about that. Anything on the live line before we move on to our next topic about Facebook babysitting? Anything else?
Yeah, nah. Not
a
whole
lot. We covered it all.
Yeah.
You know, just be very smart. You know, another thing, it's starting to warm up, you know, and please, if you have a pet, if you have a dog that you travel with in your car, please do not leave your dog in the car while you go in the grocery store or wherever you're going. Temperatures, even if it's 70 degrees outside,
they
can get up into the hundreds in your car.
And quickly.
Very quickly. So please.
Especially if you have a darker car.
Yeah.
A darker color. I have a black vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take, even if it's in the middle 60s, it doesn't take long. If it's sitting in the sun, it heats up bad.
Every year, it's either a dog or a baby.
Yeah,
we see it and hear it all the time, guys. Just a reminder to, you know, even those are good things to always post on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram just to remind people.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize it. They don't realize that how hot it can get in your car.
Yeah.
They don't think about stuff like that. All right, let's move on. We have another text message or letter.
Yeah, we got a letter.
Question?
Yeah.
What do we got?
On the live line. This comes in for Pastor Sam. Here's a question for Pastor Sam in honor of Earth Day. Tomorrow's Earth Day, everyone. Go plant a tree.
Earth Day.
Go hug a tree.
I would say the average American Christian that I run into has a general understanding of stewardship of the earth, whether through recycling, just trying to do their part, take care of the earth in practical ways. But I have a friend who's super health conscious, bodily stewardship, but has no frame of reference or regard for caring for the earth. She said her mom taught her that everything's going to burn anyway in the end, and that stewardship of the earth really isn't something to be concerned about as a Christian. What are your thoughts, and can you back any of them up with scripture?
Well, I have lots of thoughts. I don't know about backing them up with scripture.
Okay.
I probably can if I give it a thought or two. But my first reaction to that is that's just silly that they would be so concerned about bodily stewardship and not concerned about earthly stewardship.
Right.
I mean, there's a huge difference between people who worship things of the earth, you know, like worshiping the sun or worshiping rocks or a reformed druid who worships small shrubs or whatever. But the deal is God has given us this place to live, and we just like everything else he's given us, he wants us to be a good manager of it, a good steward of it. He wants us to be responsible with it. Now we can become militant about it and just really go far out there and, you know, yell at people who, or get angry at people who don't recycle at all, or you know what I'm saying. We can be polarizing about it, but we don't have to do that if we're just good stewards. The first thing that comes to mind when I think about it is that all creation points to God, and the heavens declare His glory. And and part
Psalm 19.
Part of that is taking care of that. If we don't take care of what he's given us, we're sort of robbing God of the glory that he deserves for what he has given to us clearly as a gift. He could have very easily created this bland, plain place for us to live, but instead he gave us this world with incredible variety of topography and the different kinds of trees and grasses and flowers and all of that stuff, the different kinds of mountains that there are. I mean, even just in America, think about the Smoky Mountains look completely different than the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And even in New Mexico, the variety of the land that we have in New Mexico is amazing to me. And I see it all the time because I get to travel all over our state. The The northwest part has some beautiful rock formations.
Beautiful.
And it's amazing. And then on the eastern side is the, you know, you can just see for miles and miles and miles and miles because there's no hills or anything. But when a little bit of rain comes and that grass greens up, that prairie grass, the high plains, and it's pretty. I mean, yeah. There's just, and then of course the central mountain chain and the Rio Grande Valley and the Rio Grande Gorge. I mean, there's so much, but I really feel like it's a little bit irresponsible of us not to take care of our earth to be a good steward of that. So I used to tease that. I had a girl in my youth group a long time ago who was sort of kind of leaned way towards militant, environmental consciousness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I teased her one time. I was drinking coffee out of a styrofoam cup at a church fellowship, and she came up and she goes,
"How dare you?
You're destroying our environment."
Oh.
And first of all, I was like, well, I am not single-handedly destroying our environment by drinking one cup of coffee out of a styrofoam cup.
You're right.
And I said, well, you know.
It all adds up though, Sam.
That's right.
It all
that's
adds
what she
up.
Said. And I said, well, it's all going to burn anyway. And I was just – I didn't know anybody else would say something like that. Yeah. I thought I was creative, but I guess I'm not. So I just copy everybody else's creativity.
You're right.
So anyway, that's what I told her, and she goes, "We still have to be responsible." And then
how dare you?
Exactly. So she stormed off, and then later I went up to her later and I said, "I was just teasing, right?" And she goes, "Yeah, I do, but we still have to be." I said, "No, you make a very good point. God has put us in this beautiful place, and we have a responsibility to be a good steward." So I think there's a disconnect there with the person who's super duper fit and taking care of the body stewardship,
yeah,
but not being responsible for the earthly stewardship.
I found a few verses.
A few more?
For the person who, if they would like. Genesis 2:15, it says, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it." And that word there, keep, in the Hebrew is shamar, and it means more than just like keep it tidy or neat or whatever. It means to guard,
to take care
to
of.
Watch,
yeah.
To protect. And the other one is the other word there where it's to work it, to keep it. The other word work, is to cultivate it. It means, it's the Hebrew word abad. I'm probably destroying this, but it means to serve. So to serve the earth, to protect the earth, to cultivate it. So we should be taking care of it, because I know people will point to Genesis and talk about, Genesis 1:26, you know, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the heavens, and livestock." And so I know that God gave mankind dominion over the earth. And sometimes I think we use that like, "Whoa, I'm in charge over it." And
I can do whatever I want.
Misusing it,
yeah.
And kind of pillaging the planet, if you will. And I know this is a touchy subject, which is crazy, because some people would, you know, in turn be like, "You hippie!" You know what I mean?
Right.
And I remember when I was a kid, it was a big deal, and it was like these tree hugging hippies versus Christians, you know? And I'm like, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we care? Because you look at other places, Proverbs 27:18 says, "Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored." Now, this is, you know, a proverb that basically one who tends to something or takes care of something,
yeah,
will be guarded, will be protected, will also eat of it, the fruit, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like that essential proverb is saying, like, care for it. If you care for it, you're going to reap whatever it is that you're caring for, what you're tending to, what you're cultivating.
Yeah, I don't think that the Lord has given us anything that he doesn't want us to take care of.
Yeah.
He has not given us gifts and the place where we live and all of that without an expectation of us being a good steward of it. I don't think the Lord has ever been haphazard in saying, "Here, I'm going to give you this. Just do whatever you want with it."
Yeah.
You know, do with it what you will.
Yeah.
He has never, ever done that. And I'm glad that while I was talking, you were able to research some scriptures, Steve, because
yeah.
I would have done that, but I was busy.
Well, talking. Here's something that I mean, should... It should grab us. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." And so, if anything, you know, it's like God gave us dominion over this, but it is his.
It
as you
to
mentioned,
him. Yeah.
Psalm 19 talks about the heavens declaring the glory of the Lord, and all of these, all of creation is to point to this magnificent creator. This is part of that, like, general revelation,
uh-huh,
that there is a creator, there is a God, and all of this magnificently points to his glory because it's so intricate and it's gorgeous. Right. As you were saying, you know, like we don't have one type of tree. We have all these different trees and it just showcases his creativity, his glory, his amazingness. Yeah. And if we're not caring for that, that is his, that is supposed to point to his glory, dude, you are hosed, my friend, because we should, and I'm not saying we all need to go out and plant a tree today or anything like that, but we should care. We really should, not just like throwing stuff out the window, you know what I mean? Like polluting the air, whatever, because we're like, whatever.
People throw their cigarettes.
Yeah, it's all going to burn in the end.
Out of the car all the time. That just drives me crazy.
So there you go. We got to remember that this is God's. This
absolutely.
Is the Lord's,
it belongs
as
to
he
his.
Said in his word.
It belongs to him. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly
right. So it's not really yours. We still got to respect it. And I think the reason is because back then when I was a kid, it was like, do you remember the crying native dude?
Yes.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah, because
and
of
it
the
was
litter.
Just like, yeah, yes. Litter, and it was like this really sad commercial. And I remember people just thinking like, oh, well, it's like this new agey, pagan-y, like Mother Earth worship. And it's like, no, dude, we don't have to take it to that weird. Why do we take it to that weird
because
level?
The point of that was that we're, you know, the native people that were in this land before white man came. The Native
cared.
Americans, they cared.
Cultivated.
And then they took care of it. And then when white people came and we started polluting and making cars and you know, not taking care of the air and throwing trash, that's what made him sad. Yeah. I never saw that as some weird religious kind of thing.
Well,
maybe you weren't
Baptist in the 80s, because in Lubbock, Texas.
Well, that commercial actually was when I was a kid in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
It originated earlier than when you saw it.
That's crazy.
I remember thinking
Baptists needed a decade to come around when to watch television.
I was a young Baptist. I didn't know. Yeah. I was still dancing in those days. I didn't. Yeah. Maybe it scrambled my brain.
Oh man!
I did keep one foot on the ground.
Speaking of keeping the earth clean and recycling, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the images of space junk that is? That is.
Is that real though?
No, it's
real. I thought
real.
The Earth was flat.
Okay, don't do that. Let's not go there. So there's these satellite images, and it shows all this space junk, and they say very soon they're not going to be able to send any more satellites up there because there's so much junk circulating the Earth.
Yeah, that, there's a lot of stuff floating around out there.
Yeah,
in fact. They have when the space shuttle was still flying, they had certain little debris fields that would show up, you know, as it's floating. They track all that stuff, and they would have to tell them shut the doors or turn the bottom of the shuttle towards the debris that's coming in. You know, when we left the moon, that we left stuff on the moon. We littered the moon with our the bottom half of our rockets from the lunar module.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a flag, couple of flags, and a couple of plaques that say we came in peace.
Sure.
Those kind of things like that. And then when the aliens, float over. Yeah. That'd be funny if one of the astronauts carved in the sand.
I was here.
The only graffiti on the moon. I was the first graffiti artist on the moon.
Yeah, this says almost 20,000 pieces of space debris are currently orbiting the Earth.
Aliens, not us, because we're not we're not flying by in spaceships throwing stuff out the window. They are. So it's not our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. George Jetson, you did that to us. Put all your space junk up there.
People are chiming in, man.
It's so funny. I think some of that stuff does kind of fall out of orbit and burns up, and that may be some explanation for some of the UFO sightings. Could be a flash in the sky.
Somebody said, is her friend just not concerned but still respectful of her surroundings and throws away her trash, or is she littering, throwing away trash in the recycling? Because there's a difference between being conscientious of your surroundings and just outright disrespectful.
Yeah, that's a good question. A follow-up question.
They said, you're not being a bad steward if you're using a styrofoam cup and don't recycle your cans. Some people just aren't as educated. Doesn't mean you are ruining the earth.
That's a good point.
Somebody said, why wouldn't we care for this beautiful creation, this perfect miracle of a home that we were gifted by God? Will not need to outlast us, but our children and their children. It's just negligent not to show stewardship of the earth. Somebody said, it is our job to cultivate, to protect creation. We can't flippantly treat the earth however we want. We shouldn't love the creation more than the creator, but we also shouldn't live lives of carelessness. It's the opposite of Christianity. And somebody else just said, humans stink. We ruin everything.
We really do.
I think that was an alien that said that.
And to their point, the very next person said, man, life goal, I want to litter the moon. Oh, it's perfect timing.
That's great.
Thank you, Starmie.
The Starmie cracked me up.
So yeah. Funny, man.
Sometimes
I think, what on earth am I doing on air? I'm not giving it up. I'm not quitting.
Members of the Starmie are...
They kill me.
Quite comical, that's for sure. If you'd like to chime in, 505-585-LIVE is the text line. That's 505-585-5483.
Yeah, don't forget the 505, guys. I guess we've had somebody that was very confused. They kept getting the error message, and yeah, got to get that 505 in.
If it was me, I would just know that I keep hitting the wrong button.
Yeah.
Because I've got fat thumbs when it comes to...
Yeah, I got these little sausage links. So yeah, they really look like sausage links.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they're sausage links.
Maybe. Yeah.
My son Landon, he's not even 12 yet, and we bought him shoes yesterday. He's a size 10.
Wow.
He's 11 years old, a size 10, has a longer wingspan than I do.
He's going to be tall.
Yeah.
How tall is he now? Is he as tall as you now?
No,
not quite.
My elder son is 5'10".
Yeah.
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 My son Riley's built a lot like me, and
yeah.
So he's about... as big around as a beanpole, and he's catching up to me. Every once in a while, Brenda says, you guys stand back to back. I still have about 2 inches or 3 inches.
How tall are you? 6'3"?
I'm 6'2".
6'2"?
Yeah.
Can you dunk a basketball?
I used to.
Yeah.
I can't jump as high as I can. I used to.
I can't even touch the net
I lost
anymore.
Some of my ups. I can still grab the rim, I can maybe touch the bottom of the rim with a fingertip. I used to have pretty good ups.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. We'd try to do it at our age, and we'd throw our back out or break our ankle landing.
Traction for...
Exactly.
What were you doing? I was trying to grab the rim. I was showing off for a bunch of teenagers.
I was just trying to touch the net.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank you, Starmie.
Aging is a bummer.
All right, we've got to take a break. Coming up, the top 10 reasons people hate life in the morning.
Okay.
I like that.
We'll finish out some headlines. Earth Day tomorrow. Plant a tree. Recycle. Do something for the earth, man. I don't know. Water a tree?
Yeah. Water your grass. Pick up a piece of trash that somebody left there and throw it away for them.
Yep. All right. 505-585-LIVE, or you can call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back.
Authorities in Paris now say it appears a gunman who killed one police officer and severely wounded two others before being shot and killed was alone when he opened fire.
Federal judge in Orlando set a trial date of March 1st for Noor Salman, who was accused of helping her husband Omar Mateen and obstructing justice. Mateen shot and killed 49 people at Pulse, and prosecutors have said his wife knew more about his plans than she let on. The judge will send jury summonses in September to as many as 1,000 potential jurors who would hear the evidence in a trial that could last about a month.
Police in Seattle say two officers have been shot responding to a robbery.
Tiger Woods just confirming more back surgery. 2 days after he said his back was progressing, Woods might now go another full year without playing a major. His most recent competition was in early February, where he shot 77.
Strong new warnings about the dangers of products containing powerful painkillers such as codeine for children.
If New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio gets his way, maintaining a smoking habit in his city will be the costliest in the country. $13 a pack. In New York, a pack-a-day smoker would shell out some $4,700 a year.
Oh, yeah. 9:30.
High today of 73 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads. I-40 East at 6th Street, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. That is our only accident to report at this time. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thank you, Starmie, for being a part of the show this week. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Thank you, Sam Swan. Good to see you today, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And just a reminder to be good to your baristas today and this weekend. That stinking unicorn frap. is just killing the baristas, man.
Please don't get it.
They're very upset. We talked about it with Amy this morning, so hit the podcast. We're on demand at our website, Star88FM. But we talked about what's in that stinking unicorn frap and what it would take to burn that thing off. Goodness. I gotta run for an hour and a half just to burn one frap off? Come on. Ugh. Hit the on demand, the podcast. You can get it at our app as well. Here's the top 10 reasons people hate life in the morning.
Can't be because of our show, am I right?
That's right, everybody. Not. We're the only good thing in your life. What?
Oh, gosh. Now they hate you.
Yeah, I know. yesterday, was it yesterday we were talking about whether you roll right when you get out of bed? Do you roll right or left, Sam? You're laying down. Do you roll right or
please
left?
Please ask to get the out very appropriate to get out of bed. Question.
To get out of bed, I roll left because my wife sleeps on the right side. And, well, and she's already out of the bed because she gets up a little bit earlier than I do.
You didn't ask the right question, though.
But I roll out of the left because...
Are you talking stage right?
No, I said when you're laying down. I said if you're laying down,
I'm laying on my back, I roll to my left to get out. Because if I roll to the right, I'll be in the middle of the bed, and then I have to roll again to be on her side, and then I have to roll one more time to get out. Wow. It's just way too much effort. Yeah. I got to get out, and it's only a queen size.
Goodness.
Because where my wife sleeps, I get the left tiny little edge. So really, I don't have to roll out of bed. I just have to kind of take a deep breath, and I fall off of the bed. I'm glad Brenda's not listening right now, because I could be in big time trouble.
Yeah, you could.
By the way, the couch is a lot smaller than the bed.
Yeah,
and I will find that out tonight, probably.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm glad Brenda's working.
Netflix.
Well, if you roll off the left side,
yes.
They say you are happier.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm a left sider.
There you go.
But I switch it up though. Like I'm a left sider, but if Chrissy's gone. I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm like taking everything up.
Right.
And then we went to Las Cruces and like we had a hotel. I had my own bed. I was on the right side for some reason.
You know, it's funny.
I just like switching it up.
I will try to, like at a hotel, once in a while, I'll get a king size bed in the room I'm in. And I'm there by myself and I'll sleep right in the smack dab middle. And I spread everything.
I know, right?
Leg and arms.
Snow
angles. I can't even touch the edge on either side.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I don't think to do that and I sleep on one side of a stinking giant bed. It's just because of the habit that I'm in.
I'm telling you, you have a queen, you said? Queen bed?
Yeah, we have a queen.
Man, we have a California king.
Oh, gosh.
And it is so wonderful.
Yeah. Do you guys have to use a walkie-talkie to talk to each other?
It is beautiful. Because I don't like to be cuddled.
Breaker
I don't like
1-9.
To be touched. Yeah.
How's the weather over there?
Come like having my own bed. It's so great.
That sounds amazing.
We would have a California king if we could, but we would be able to open the door.
Like, I can't get into the drawers.
Open the door to our bedroom and fall into bed, and we'd have to have our dresser in the other room.
Yeah.
And Riley would just think that was weird, so we wouldn't do that.
Well, anyways, we were talking about, you know, how we are morning people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing it for years. And when I got fired from radio a year and a half ago and I was at home, I got to see and witness firsthand my family. They're not morning people at all. Because I'd get up and be like, all right, everybody, we're going to do it. And they'd be like, Dad, knock it off. And my wife would be like, don't you talk to me.
Yeah.
They'd be all mad at me. And they're like, you think you're doing the morning show right now? Shut your mouth. Whoa. Okay.
I'm calling in on the lifeline.
Yeah. I am always on.
Yeah.
I am.
Yep. So I found out real quick that all of my family hates getting up in the morning.
Yeah. So if you get out on the if you roll out on the left side, you're happier, according to what this thing says.
Well, according to what it said yesterday.
Yeah,
but this is a new survey. They asked people for the specific things that make them hate life in the mornings.
Oh, okay.
So these are – I want to know because I don't understand
hating life in the morning.
Why
because
so
you're
hard.
Such a – Yeah,
I'm just happy. I'm ready to wake up. Yeah, I feel good.
Sometimes those people who wake up and go, it's a bright day, the birds are singing. I just want to remind them, that's the only noise the birds make. They are not singing. They're just communicating.
That's true.
Yeah, see?
All right, well, here's some on the, let's see. A bad commute to work was number 10.
Mm. We don't experience that too badly here. It depends on what side of the city you live on, but.
Yeah, they're not looking forward to that commute.
I've been in some pretty bad rush hours in some major metropolitan areas, and it is horrible. I could see if somebody had to do that every single day.
But it's all how the commute goes, how you deal with it, because
you're right.
I started listening to other podcasts.
Oh yeah,
and I love driving around now. Especially by myself, because I usually listen to podcasts just when I'm by myself. But it makes it fun and entertaining, and I actually enjoy it.
And the time kind of flies by.
Time flies by.
And as long as you're driving, you know, a smart car or a Prius, you're not treating the environment badly by burning all the fossil fuels.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, people aren't just looking forward to their bad commute. sleeping through your alarm. That's another thing. A lot of people just snooze or sleep right through.
That just makes the day bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like a snowball effect after that, right?
Thinking it's Friday. Basically. Thinking it's Friday, but realizing it's not. It's not Friday yet.
Guess what, guys? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
That's right. We should be happy.
We are happy.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing you have a busy or tough day ahead. Look forward to that challenge, man. What about that challenge?
Yeah, I get that. I can do that sometimes, especially, it's like, okay, morning show, and then we got the gym, we got this, and then, okay, I got to pick up one kid for this, and then we got a baseball game tonight, and it can feel overwhelming. Yeah. And it's like, it is 4 a.m., and I am stressing about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. Especially if it's out of your routine.
Yep.
If it's added. Like, you already know, I've already got a bunch of stuff I got to do. Oh, now I got to do this, too?
Yep.
That stresses me out a little bit.
This is something we talk about on the show a lot is, people not happy with the career they chose. They're miserable at work. Are you working at a place where you feel like, God has given you these abilities and gifts and you are using them to the best of your abilities? Are you in the right spot where God wants you? A lot of you aren't.
Yeah.
We find that out that you got in the right spot. You're working a job that you hate. And you, because of fear, you have not taken that leap of faith to find that career path, that job.
Or you have decided not to see what God might be trying to teach you in the midst of that circumstance in which you find yourself.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people they settle, I think.
Yeah.
They are scared to try something, and they just waste.
Yeah.
It's just such a waste, right?
Yeah.
To not do what God created you to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Somebody said, for me, it's when people say more than like 10 words when I say good morning. And if they say it loud, like they're in a noisy room, but it's just us.
Yeah.
I get that because sometimes I'll be walking down the hall and someone will be like, good morning. I'll be like, hey, how are you? And
good.
And they're just like, they keep walking. They I'm like, oh, you didn't want to talk to me. Okay, I'm just going to keep going.
You're too loud, man.
I've been awake for,
Apparently, I get loud when I get excited, and I don't realize it. Like, one time, we were at a drive-thru of a fast food place, and
you were just stoked.
I didn't recognize I was so excited about the French fries. I hadn't had French fries in, like, forever.
Seasoned, even.
And so the guy that at the window that took the money and was getting us our food, he was extremely – sometimes those people aren't real polite. But
right.
this guy was extremely – not just kind of like – a good employee. But he was really excited about serving me, which was a little surprise to me. And so he goes, thanks, have a great day. And apparently, I don't remember doing this, but my son Ryan and my wife Brenda, they both say, you yelled. You were so excited that you yelled back at the guy, thanks, you too! And I was like, did I really yell at him? And I'm sure that the guy, when we drove off, I'm sure he turned to the other employees and said, hey, mark that car. When he comes to the drive-thru again, we don't want to.
Right.
So I guess I get a little excited, Steve-O, like you do.
Yeah.
Shout out to the best text we've ever received. Things I hate in the morning when people don't want to enjoy the morning with me. Morning person here. Hey, morning person.
Yes.
There you go.
Share a morning. There High five.
High five.
Dude, for real. Like, I'm ready, man. Let's do this. And it's like, man. And then we're like TV and just like trying to like get through. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like created in the fires of Mordor? Like,
right.
Dude, you're breathing oxygen. Shut up.
My grandmother, when we'd go see her, she would come in and the rule is you don't talk to Graham until she's had her first cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And so she would get up and kind of not stagger, but walk slowly through the kitchen on her way to the coffee pot, and you'd say, good morning, Graham, and she'd just go, and then she'd sit down at the table and take about 3 or 4 sips of her coffee, and then you could begin to slowly talk to her a little bit. I don't necessarily consider myself a morning person, but I don't brood like that. It takes me a minute or two to kind of get going.
Sure.
Yeah. And mostly because my brain is slow and I just need extra stuff to get it shocked into life.
We're talking about the top 10 reasons people hate life in the morning. So not wanting to go to work was number 6. Waking up but still feeling tired was number 5. Bad weather was number 4.
Bad weather? Okay, define bad weather, because for some reason, apparently, I just love weather. Yeah. Because whether or not it's rainy or sunny, or it's been magical lately. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Well, like, for us in the desert, I think rainy weather is a beautiful thing.
It all just brings back good memories. Yeah. So I'm like, if it's a rainy day, I'm like, oh, this is going to be, this reminds me, I'm just going to put on some jams.
Now, let's go up to Montana, where I grew up. When you wake up and there's that first day of snow, for me...
That sounds lovely.
No.
You don't like snow?
Oh, hated it growing up.
That sounds like Netflix.
Hated the cold, hated the snow.
Harry Potter marathon.
No.
There you go.
You have to go out on the road. That sounds awesome. It's icy.
Why do you have to go out on the road? Because I just decided I'm staying in and watching Harry Potter all day. While Harry the snow marathon. Comes down.
Yeah. Sipping on a unicorn frappuccino.
Butterbeer, man! That's what I'm sipping
Please
on!
Please don't!
Which is,
get
of course,
it.
Non-alcoholic, by the way. I just want to make that clear for those that don't know what butterbeer is.
Thank you for clarifying.
I have to. I have a Baptist in the room.
Okay.
Oh, I already knew, but thanks for clarifying.
There you go.
Our last two here on reasons why people hate their life in the mornings. Stress.
But really, can't that apply to all day?
Yeah,
that's not just a morning thing, right?
I mean, well, maybe you're really stressed out about what the day brings. Or
that could be.
Thinking of a future event.
It kind of
so
sets
kind of
the tone
anxiety.
For the whole day.
Yeah, it could.
So it could start. So, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And number one, having a bad night's sleep. Even if I have a bad night's sleep, I still wake up all pumped up and happy. I don't know what it is. Is something wrong with me?
No. Well, maybe that's for another time, Dex. But
maybe it goes along with that I am doing what I love.
Yeah.
I look forward to coming in here every morning and doing what we do. Yeah. And I feel like that is what it's supposed to be like. If you are in that career that you were formed and created to do, then you probably would feel that way.
So if you had a bad night's sleep, and does it take you a little bit more to kind of just get through that? It's not that you're dreading coming to work. You're not waking up dreading. Sometimes your mind is so, like me, I toss and turn, I can't sleep, and it's a miserable night.
Sure, even
of
if
sleep.
I'm tired, I'm still, though.
But
I'm
once
still
I
happy.
Get up and get going, I can be okay. Yeah. But sometimes it just takes a little bit of extra.
That was actually me this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up and it was like, oh, because just dirt,
allergies.
Baseball yesterday, allergies were kind of kicking. It was like, I almost called in because I was just like, my body was sore. But then I remembered, okay, yesterday was one of the harder workouts I've done at CrossFit. To a ridiculous point, breathing was kind of nutty, and so I jumped in the shower. I was like, no, I'm gonna enjoy this day.
I got this.
It is good. Friday.
Today is
good
the day,
and I am excited. So I'm gonna make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's,
I could see this list makes sense.
It does make sense. Now I can understand my family just a little bit better.
Some people are chiming in. Somebody said my kid was ticked off this morning because I was singing so ronery.
I'm so
lonely. You didn't even like
so lonely. So lonely.
Well, he found that
in
a hurry, didn't he? Oh my gosh.
It's the best song ever.
Somebody said, worst thing in the morning, you're congested, your throat hurts, and you realize that you have to get out of bed. That was today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was today.
Well, just a reminder, please be nice to the happy.
Yeah, dude, you grump. Somebody said I'm a morning person and I don't even drink coffee. Am I an X-Man? I don't drink coffee either.
I don't either.
I'm pretty happy in the morning.
Yeah.
I love, man, it's just, let's just do this.
It's going to be a great day, guys. Come on, let's do it.
And maybe it's just that we love our job, honestly, because I think about, this is going to sound terrible, Saturday mornings are a little different for me because I wake up a little later, but not much later. And realize if I don't have anything to do early in the morning and the family's just kind of like, you know, like milling around being them, I'm not always pleasant. Because I'm like, let's go. Come on, nobody. You guys all just woke up. We're just going to eat my cereal and watch cartoons. And nobody's, you know, and I'm like, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. We got some headlines to do. And then, guys, it's Friday. It's something to look forward to. It's the weekend.
Well, I'll kick it off with this one because this is cray cray. Before I say anything, I would like to point out that we are not here to have a theological debate on cults.
That's a good start, right? Okay, good open.
Okay, according to the New York Times and many other news sources, Russia has banned Jehovah's Witnesses. No kidding. Russia's Supreme Court declared Jehovah's Witnesses a Christian, quote-unquote, denomination that rejects violence, an extremist organization, banning the group from operating on Russian territory. They have more than 170,000 Russian worshipers in the same category that they put them in. Oh, as ISIS. They just categorize them the same as ISIS, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
The ruling, which confirmed an order last month by the Justice Ministry that the denomination be liquidated, eliminated, or disbanded, was expected, I guess, in Russian courts. And the Russian courts rarely challenge government decisions, no matter what the evidence is. A lawyer for the denomination said that Jehovah's Witnesses would appeal the ruling and that the country had focused on the activities of their so-called administrative center. And so they call this an act of political repression that is impermissible in contemporary Russia. And, of course, they're going to appeal. However, on the flip side, hardline followers of Russia's dominant faith, the Orthodox Church, have lobbied for years to have Jehovah's Witnesses outlawed or at least curbed as a heretical sect. But, the main reason to crush this group in Russia, is interesting. Jehovah's Witnesses was founded in the U.S. in the 19th century. It's got a worldwide headquarters in the U.S. along with foreign-led groups outside the control of the state. But, man, people are, I mean, both sides are freaking out right now.
Yeah.
But this is a big deal, guys. Russia just banned Jehovah's Witnesses. Putting them in an extremist category along those same lines as ISIS.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
So summing up the Justice Ministry's case against the denomination, the ministry's representative told the Supreme Court that Jehovah's Witnesses had shown, quote, signs of extremist activity that represent a threat to the rights of citizens, social order, and the security of society. End quote. So there were 6 days of hearings over 2 weeks. Lawyers and witnesses for Jehovah's Witnesses repeatedly dismissed the extremist allegations, calling them absurd, arguing that reading the Bible and promoting its nonviolent message could in no way be constructed as extremist. Human Rights Watch condemned the court ruling, saying it's a serious breach of Russia's obligation to respect and protect all religious freedom. Man, on the flip side, did I mention that Russia just banned Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah.
The denomination suffered persecution by the KGB during the Soviet era, and after more than a decade of peace following the collapse of communism in 91, it again became a target for harassment under a 2002 anti-extremism law. This law makes it illegal for any group other than the Orthodox Church and other traditional religious institutes to proclaim itself as offering a true path to religious or political salvation. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking up. I wanted to know if Christianity was illegal in Russia. And this looks like something from 2016. No evangelizing outside of church. Russia's newest law. So I know in Russia, China, I know we have to have underground churches, Middle East.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to Jordan, we had to be, we had to speak in code. We couldn't say church when we were talking to our families or, you know,
Yeah, we have people that serve in places like that, that we speak in code. We don't even, in fact, we don't even say the country or the city that they're in.
Man.
We say particular regions,
mm-hmm.
Like Central America or East Asia or Far East Asia or, you know, whatever different categories, but we don't ever refer to them using the M word. We just call them our M's over there. And we send a lot of college students.
You're sending Mormons to China?
No.
Guys, he's sending Mormons.
No. Oh, my gosh. Well, it's been nice knowing y'all.
Sam is sending Mormons to China?
If anybody is looking for
a
youth pastor.
Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
If
are Mormons?
Looking for a youth pastor with over 30 years experience, now that I don't have a job anymore, thanks to Steve-O.
Hey, man, we work at a church. We have friends. We know people. We'll get you in, bro.
Okay.
It's all good. We need a third. You can be our third.
Yeah, we send college students from New Mexico, from our Baptist campus ministries to parts of the world that we don't. Like my daughter Emily is going somewhere this summer that we don't tell people where she's going except in a general region. And I mean, she decided about it, and I'm not worried about it. But we do want to be careful for – because it's not necessarily – it could be in certain circumstances. But I'm not ever worried about Emily's personal security. I'm just worried about her being there and then the country saying, find out why she's there, and then they kick her out. We don't want that kind of thing to happen either. So,
man, this is crazy. Christianity in Russia is by some estimates the largest religion in the country, with nearly 50% of the population identifying as Christians.
Wow.
The largest tradition is the Russian Orthodox Church. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they in essence have like a state church, right? Is that what I'm understanding? I don't know a lot about Russia.
Got me. Yeah. Orthodox Church, and they were, and the article is huge. You can check it out, New York Times, but it talked about the Orthodox Church because they are a big power in Russia. And that's when Vladimir Putin came in, that's kind of his big stance because they help push political agendas.
Oh, okay.
And therefore any opposition to that. And so Jehovah's Witnesses that's the first to feel the wrath
of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man!
Interesting days we live in.
Yeah, very interesting. Moving on. George H.W. Bush is recovering from a mild case of pneumonia in a Houston hospital right now, which is always sad. He's 92 years old, man.
That picture is adorable,
though. Yeah, this picture makes me smile.
Yeah.
The former president, 92, he tweeted a photo yesterday with one of his visitors at the Houston Methodist Hospital. And, of course, it's one of the sweetest gentlemen on the planet, George W. Bush. He posted the photo and says, big morale boost from a high-level delegation. No father has ever been more blessed or prouder. And it is seriously one of the sweetest photos.
It's a great photograph.
You know what I love?
The look on his face, on both of their faces.
I know 2016 was rough, and some people are like, dude, 2017, this has been a crazy. I seriously am not kidding. I enjoy the fact that W is, quote, cool right now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people love this guy because all of a sudden he's, like, old and just painting and funny and just enjoying things. And people that I know who hated him and his politics love him now because he's just kind of the sweet old dude.
Do you know,
and I love that.
It's an amazing thing to watch, Steve-O. I've lived through several former presidents, and even Richard Nixon, who resigned in disgrace, and in his later years in life, people were talking more kindly about Richard Nixon than I heard because all that happened like when I was in middle school, when he resigned and all that stuff. And it's funny to watch our country has an amnesia about what they didn't like about the man when he was in power, and they seem to do a wonderful job of embracing them after they leave office. And and even look at the relationship that Bush Sr., even though they're not junior senior, but you know who I'm talking about, H.W., and Clinton became good friends. It's so funny to watch those political rivals come together later in life.
Yeah.
They have
something
in common.
Look at W and Michelle Obama have this really sweet bond that, like, just it's so cool to see, man.
Yeah.
And so I love stuff like that. But
that's a great picture.
The younger he posted the photo on his Instagram account writing, pleased to report that 41 is joyful, strong, and ready to come home soon.
Yeah.
So yeah, man.
92 years young.
Still kicking.
Yeah.
Strongly.
Yeah, man. Did you see, speaking of the Bush family, did you see yesterday the story that Derek Jeter and Jeb Bush are teaming up? Has anybody seen this?
What? No.
Jeb Bush.
Are they buying a team?
And Derek Jeter have joined forces because they are putting in a bid to purchase the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Wow. They want to buy that team. I thought of because, you know, W was part owner of the Rangers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just have, they have great ties to baseball.
They really do. You know, I always thought if I ever won the lottery, if I played the lottery to have a chance to win, but if I ever won the lottery, one of the things that I would do, if it was one of the big ones, I would look into buying
the Chicago Bulls,
a baseball franchise.
Oh.
I don't know that I could afford the Cubs. Because they're pretty popular. But I would buy a team and then move them to Albuquerque. No.
Yeah, right. By the way, the Isotopes Green Chili Cheeseburger.
Oh, I heard about that. That's going to be so cool.
For one day. And yeah. One day only.
I mean.
They're going to be taking on the Denver Tacos?
Yeah, they're going to.
I thought that was the Fresno Tacos.
Fresno Tacos. Yeah, they're going to change their name for one game too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to deck out the stadium in green chili stuff. And
yep.
We missed 50-cent hot dog night the other night. I wish I would have known. I'd have tried to make it. That's one of my favorite nights.
Yeah, same.
All right, we're done with the show. Thank you to Amy from Bear Candy CrossFit coming in. We talked about that crazy unicorn frappuccino. Of course, you know, don't go in and order 20 frappuccinos. Be kind to your baristas.
Please don't get it!
He's so fired up. We talked about Facebook babysitters. We talked Earth Day. That is tomorrow. Make sure you recycle. Take care of the planet, guys.
And
we found out why you hate life in the morning. Sam Swan.
Hey.
Love you, buddy.
Love you guys.
Have a great weekend. Have a great week.
Heck yeah.
We'll see you next Friday.
Yes, sir.
Starmy, see ya.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.